Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to be leaving off. If Fat Albert wants to stay on, he can be able to stay on, but I got to take a test, so I won't be able to stay on that late, but it's all for work, but it's this course. But all in all, I figured out, let me just start it on out. I know a lot of guys are talking, so I know there have been some good racing and stuff going on, and at the end of the season right now, I say it's almost the end of the season. I know it's the end for me as of October, basically being October, and do a little straggly hit and there, but that's going to be it for me. I don't know what else is going on, but I figure Florida, a lot of guys are going to Florida after that, after a few of them. So I'm definitely going to be out there just having a little ball this last little bit, and hopefully we can get these last races in that people want to see. I don't know what tracks or whatever, what you're doing it at, but let's just hear what you want to hear, what race you want to see, and who's up there looking for something, and go ahead and get locked in and do something. I know there's going to be a few other guys coming on tonight that actually I know some, if it all works out, says done, I think that he'll be on, but I'm waiting. I better not say his name. I'll wait to see. He'll be on, and I think I know he wants to see if he can come out and go to Gallant Motorsports and see what he can do also. So I'm going to open up a couple of the mics and let him go ahead and let y'all go from there. All right. Open up this first mic. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Yo, how's it going, man? Long time no hear, brother.
Pretty good, Cliffy. How you doing?
I can't complain. One day at a time. One day at a time.
That's it. That's it. Hey, that's all we can do. That's all we can do.
That's it.
A lot going on. He was out there doing the thing this week, so I'm glad to see you out of there staying busy. And,
said it again.
I seen you out there. I seen this week you were out there getting busy out there this week, staying in the grudge.
Yeah, man, that was, listen, something to do, man. You got to keep busy. Something to do. You know, long as you are out here, you know what? There's always a next time. Something to do.
God bless
you. Had a great time, though.
Yeah, looked like a great thing going on. So can't say anything, you know. I've seen a lot of races and seen a lot of good stuff happening. So I'm glad that Fred got to get his stuff off over there, and you know, it was a good thing. You know, any day is good. Any day above ground is good. That's how I look at it. Say it the right way.
Here's a good thing, Joe. You got North versus South coming up next. Anybody who didn't swing the bat this season, either you're going to swing the bat or you're going to go on another team, or you should go on another team. You know, and this ain't directed to nobody. I'm just saying it that way. It's the end of the season. It's time to get it in. If you're playing baseball, listen, try to get on a base. Get on a base. What do you think? You know, ain't nothing but something to do.
You got any races you'd like to come off?
For me, for North versus South, no, Joe. My schedule is so tight, I was just blessed.
Not you, but anybody else you'd like to see that would like to race. You know, you think you'd like to see those two cars get it off.
You know what? I'm going to say this because I got to be very diplomatic and smooth because people get excited over nothing. I really would like to see OG Bobby go out there and get it on, no matter what the outcome is, because I think he's had a good amount of trial and tribulations. We all go through that at times, and you know what? I think he could be all right. I think he'll be all right, you know, if he get out there. I'd really like to see him go through. I don't give a damn who he go through with. I'd like to see him go out there and do his thing, and do his damn thing like he's supposed to. That's what I'd like to see.
That's a good one. Okay. Well, hold on, Cliffy, just stay on, because I know a lot of guys, I see like 20 mics all got their hands up, so I got to make sure I open up all these mics real quick, because I know that before, I wanted to make sure I open before 8 o'clock, everybody in, try to get everybody in, because I know a lot of stuff, they want to be talking about something and want to get this racing going on. And basically, honestly, tell you the truth, I'm more about the racing thing right now. None of the dumb stuff. I really don't can do without it. So I'm going to open up a couple of these other mics up. 443-7200, your mic is open.
What's going on, Long Island Joe?
What's going on,
Andrew? What's going on, Clifford?
I see you were doing your thing, man. This week.
Yeah, we did a little something, man. Had a little razzle-dazzle.
Antoine, I'm going to start calling you a line dancer. How the fuck you get on the line and start dancing? What's wrong with you, man? Only thing you was missing was a pole, baby.
Hey, Cliffy, man, listen. I'm going to tell you something. We've been fighting issues with ODB all year long, you know what I mean? And I don't know, for some reason, I was just in a good spirit. I was in a good spirit Saturday. All day, I was just in a good spirit.
You were supposed to be, because it was a good time. That, you know, the spirit was there, you know.
Absolutely. You know what, Cliffy? I'm going to apologize to you because I forgot to bring you the beer. I apologize.
That's all right. Me and 13 did some things on the way out of here.
Yeah. You look good. You look good. I'm glad you jumped in the paint and everything. It was perfect. I liked the scene that, and I was happy with it. Definitely like that. That's what I'm talking about. Regardless where people coming in, ain't going to race or whatever the rest, and you came out there and did your thing. You know?
We wanted some action.
Yeah,
we wanted some action, and a couple of people just, they were scared to go. And that is no lie. There was a few people that were scared to go at a point in time. So I went around there. I said, you know what, I'm going to try something. And I, my last race, I told Marcus, I said, listen, I'm going to try something super, super stupid right now. He said, what, I'm not going to, I said, I'm not going to tell you who until in a couple more minutes. He said, what? I said, man, listen, I'm going to try something stupid. If it works, it is what it is. I said, I wanted this person. I'm going to try it. So I went over there to Brutus and them, and I asked him, hey, yo, you know what? Fuck it. Let's run. Let's go head up. He said, how much? I said, $1,000 or better. I said, fuck how it turns out. Either you beat me or I beat you. I know you're the fastest car, but I ain't racing. I ain't racing. You're racing the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that tree came down. Marcus took damn near almost two cars out the hole. The rest was history.
Okay. Hey, everybody got their trick up underneath their sleeve. For some reason, they do certain things. They just don't tell people what they do. And those are the guys that really race. I honestly tell you the truth, those are the ones you ain't got to go out there to show all this crazy stuff. But I was just happy to see you go ahead, go out there and be back out there and get in the mix. That's what my whole thing is.
Man. Because I said I was down. I said I was down. Then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My brother,
you
my dad called me, man, come on.
That's all. You fell off the horse and you jumped back on and rode it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and everybody can go through that, so I don't care what nobody say. You know, they can say what you want to say, but this is how it goes. Some guys are down. I can't wait to get back out myself. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. You know, I'll tell you straight out. I'm working, trying my best to get it back, but we'll see. We'll see. I ain't down, but all I can say is I might be dragging all the way down there to two test it right there at the track. So do it right there, and if it makes a fast, clean pass, and then guess what? I'll go out there and I'll try something right there. That's all I'll do. I know Phil's going to be, I don't know what they're going to do now. I don't know if they're going to have enough time to do it, to paint it, whatever, but regardless, he said he's bringing it, so I know he's bringing his car, so he wants to take it out. Wants to be out on the last time too, so you know everybody's trying to get out the last bit because the weather's turning really funny right now. Everybody knows this. You got to be very careful with the weather now because it changes so fast. You get to do so fast. It's getting cold, so you're only gonna get certain amount of days in between. So when you can get it, take advantage of it. Because otherwise, you're gonna be doing this bench racing later. Well, hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up everybody's mics because I don't want nobody saying I didn't get everybody in, and then we'll go from there. But hold on 1 second. 757-9032, your mic is open.
Joe, what's happening, baby?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything good, man. Everything good. Just up here. Okay. Wanted to unmute my mouth, my mic, listening to the fellas, see what's happening tonight. I ain't causing no noise.
You ain't causing no noise tonight? Whoa,
nah.
Wait, come on now. You mean to tell me you ain't got no race that you'd like to see? Matter of fact, I ain't even asked Antoine what race you'd like to see before the end of the year. I got to make sure everybody knows. Say something.
All right. Well, Joe, since you asked, let me go ahead and answer that, okay? I would like to see Luca Brasi and Old Dirty Bastard again.
Oh,
but
shit.
I ain't going to dig in that. I ain't digging at it. I ain't picking at him none of that.
Hey, Joe. Joe, watch this. You still have an October 29th date?
Nah.
Okay. All right, that's all I need to say.
Yeah.
So, what's wrong with North or South?
Because I'm going to be drunk, going to strip clubs, and my whole vision that week is not going to be on focus on no damn race car.
Hey, man, listen. Bring the family.
That's my birthday
have a good
week.
Time.
That's
know that.
It's my birthday.
You said
week.
That.
God damn it. I'm a hula hoop. I might come in the track doing the hula hoop. Like, I'm serious.
Hey, look, man.
It's same chance.
I'm going to take you to
see me too. I'm not coming in like that.
You bring ODB. We'll go to Secrets in Fayetteville and have a good time afterwards that night, that Friday and Saturday, whichever you want to do.
God,
I just want to get the race off.
If I bring it, you got it. Let me talk to my dad. I'm going to be real because I'm not coming back home. I'll talk to my dad and my brother. If they want to bring it, That's up to them. I'm already told them I'm against it. Because, goddamn it, I'm party.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, talk to Pops because he want me bad, and I want y'all too. So, yeah, talk to Pops.
No. I want your dad bad too. I want his pockets. I'm sick of
it. Come on with it, baby. Come on with it.
Okay.
That's all I say.
Okay. Well, it'll be nice to see you, but maybe hopefully we see you
once. I'm going to tell you the race that I want to see. And it's already locked in, but I just can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see the gap to them. I want to see Buckwheat versus Mark Jones. That's what I want to see.
Who's going to get baptized?
Mark Jones.
Oh, golly.
Hey, shut up. Hold on. What spots would you give me at North versus South? You give me them spots, I'll lock you in right now.
Man, listen. Tell me what you need reasonably, because I won the last race. Tell me what you need that's reasonable. And I can
kick and clear.
That's the best I can do. I'm not giving
kick
you
and clear.
Clear.
Let's,
the kick.
Kick
I
and clear.
Clear. Head up clear.
No, I need two spots.
No, you don't. All that shit you talk, no, you don't.
I do.
You got lane choice.
Dick says, I don't know about that. Give me a kick and clear and we'll go out there for that. We'll say that 5 on 25 or 5 on 3,000 or better. We'll go out there for that.
Nah, I ain't kicking you. I ain't giving nobody the kick because I'm driving.
And I don't care. And I don't care how you come.
Oh, so are you getting behind the wheels now?
No, I said I don't care how he comes.
No. He said he's
behind
the wheel. He said he's doing his driving.
Oh, he's doing the driving.
Yeah, he's doing the driving.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
See, there you go. There you go. Go ahead. Lord, go ahead. Come on there. Head up, man. Matter of fact, you still got the clear with me driving.
Negative. Your car too fast.
No, it's not, man. If it was too fast, you would leave me alone. You wouldn't be talking so much shit to me.
That's because I know who to talk to who would get riled up. That ain't hard. I know what I'd be doing. I know how to hit your nerve. I'm going to hit it before the night's over.
No, you ain't. I'm a rehabilitated man.
Fit to win.
Amen. God.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to go down and give him some Don Julio. That's some Don Julio.
Oh, shoot. Well, hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up this next mic because I know a lot of guys in on here. I mean, it's everybody's mic. I got to make sure I open everybody's up. 347-5810, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? What's up,
fellas? What's going on, fam?
You got my video?
Uh-huh.
That's where you're laughing? You got my video?
I just got it, Sammy.
Yeah, I see that.
Sammy, fuck you, because I already know what you're talking about. Fuck you, Sammy.
That's why I showed him how you're coming to Gallant. You say you're coming to Gallant with a hula hoop and stuff. You're on vacation, you said.
I am. I get on vacation with
all
next
right,
Friday.
Then.
Next See, Friday, yes, sir.
So I was showing up home in Long Island. Was I wrong? He's on vacation. He's going to enjoy himself.
Yeah, you see him want to get that race off. That's exactly how he comes.
Didn't he say he's gonna be drunk and he's going to strip?
Oh, I ain't had no strip now. I ain't heard that.
I ain't said nothing. I said I'm going to the strip club.
That's
what I'm saying.
He's
gonna go strip. Come on, Joe. You gotta listen. You're close with Antoine.
I just heard one day. I was like, oh my god.
Boy, you heard the hula hoop, right?
Just yeah, I heard
the hula hoop to go on.
I heard that part. Yeah.
What man runs around and comes to a racetrack with a hula hoop?
Oh, Lord.
But I'll go back on you on that one.
No. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm just keeping it real.
I'm gonna tell you another one, Long Island Joe. I'm gonna tell you another one I like to see. Billy Weber versus Boogeyman if he's back for North versus South. I would like to see that race.
No, because he's not in that caliber, but he's in ODB caliber. That's what race I would like to see.
There you go, lying again, Sammy. You're good at what you're doing, but it don't work over here.
Billy Weber drives that car. Come on. Billy Weber drives that car all over PA.
Oh, Lord. I'm gone. All right.
And the same thing with Keith Hollis. It's a street car. They drive those cars. They go to car shows with it. Make sense.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
So what's your point?
Hey.
What's my point? It's ODB caliber. That's my point.
Is that your opinion or my opinion? Because, you know, opinions are for assholes.
No, it's not an opinion. It's facts. I speak facts.
Okay.
Joe, look how Antoine wants to run my 68. Antoine, you know what? I want to run you on Thursday. I'm going to run you Thursday. I'll drive to Del Mar. I'll run you Thursday. I'm going to run you Thursday.
Not interested.
We're going to drive to the track, straight to the lanes and go. Me and you drive. Let's go. Let's get busy.
Not interested.
Why are you not interested on that one?
Because the way my child support is set up, they're telling me I need to work. The way my child support is set up, I need to work extra hours. Like, no.
but you called Gozo and told him you race him on Thursday at Del Mar, so fuck it. I'll take that spot.
Fuck Gordo. And fuck you, too.
That's what I thought. Now go back on you. I don't know why y'all are here for, because you just call out people and call them out to what track you want to go to.
Negative, because I could have sworn I told somebody I'd go to Cecil Friday night or this weekend and get across the ass.
Wait, hold up. He didn't say that because somebody told him to go to Cecil, and he said, it's not grudge-friendly. Fuck Cecil, fuck Echo. Now, who you told to go, you're going to run him at Cecil Friday? Let me hear this. Hello?
He dropped.
Hello?
He's out. Hello? I ain't on here. Hold on. Let me see if he gets back on.
He's not on?
Nah, his phone number. I see
that man,
dropped.
That man hung up on purpose.
Hold on.
Let me know who denied him.
All right. I hear you, Joe. I heard good evening, everybody. Sorry I'm late.
Hold on. I was
central dispatch.
He came back in.
All right. I'm back.
All right. Who told you to run him at Cecil? Wait, you don't
Zeus
have to
Central?
Maybe Zeus? Zeus
Central? Zeus Central.
Zeus Central.
That's what I
said. Didn't he say he wants you at Gallant?
ODB won't be there at Gallant as of this moment.
All right.
Like I just said.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Try again.
That's right. All right. No, you just offered showing up home. You'll bring the car for him?
I never said I was going to bring the truck. I said, let me talk to my pops. Next.
Talk to
Try
your
again.
Pops,
keep
then.
Going.
Talk to your pops.
Keep trying going.
All right. Go talk to your pops then. Go get off the phone. Call your pops. Call your brother. Call your sister. Call everybody.
I ain't got to do all that. That's going to be done with one text message. But keep going. Keep going, Sammy.
All right. I'm done.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up. All right. Hold on, you guys. 910-1058. Your mic is open.
What you know, Joe?
What's going on, Dexter?
Not a whole lot. The race I want to see is anybody who sits single car, big block, not just on 28, beside me. That's the race I want to see.
Oh, shit. Oh, Dexter. Oh, shit. Okay.
Dexter,
okay,
not,
can we see Dexter
like
versus
ODB.
The Naked Lady?
That sounds like ODB.
Hold on, hold on. Did he say Big Block? Did he say Big Block Nitrous?
That's what I said.
On 28?
On 28.
Okay, I get. Hold on, let me call 69 Steel. Hold on, I got you covered, Dexter. I got you, buddy.
You ain't said nothing. You call 79 Steel. Shit.
Oh, shit, that's what I like to hear. I'm going to call 69 and 68. Okay, you just hold on.
Long Island Joe. In fact, I got one for you. Dexter versus Tricky Ricky. There you go.
There he goes.
There you go, Antoine. Now you about to start something.
He said Big Black Nitrous. That's all I heard. So what the fuck is wrong with it?
Hold up.
That's already done.
Fat Albert. I got one.
Yo.
I got
yes.
one. Big Block Nitrous.
Okay.
Casting Take One Carburetor. Huh?
Well, he ain't say all that, but if that's what you bringing.
He just said nitrous.
Oh, you said single carburetor. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. That sounds like Bigfoot.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Oh boy!
It'll never happen.
Why not?
Man, they don't want to bring that weak bitch out for real. Gordo exposed that weak bitch. It ain't been back out since.
I tell you what, son of home. Since that talk, what you doing Friday night?
Here you go.
Friday night?
At Northbury, stop from doing ODB if you grow some neck, motherfucker.
Man, listen. Friday comes before Northbury South. What the fuck you
going
to do? Northbury
South from doing ODB if you grow some neck, motherfucker.
Man, listen.
Yeah, look. Showing up home.
Yo.
He's going to be on vacation. He's coming. He's going to be drunk and walking into Gallant with a hula hoop. Forget about that.
A hula hoop and a fucking thong. That's what he's going to be in.
Exactly. That's how he's coming into a Gallant.
Hey, he bring ODB, that motherfucker. Hey, listen. He bring ODB, that bitch got the back tie, and I cut his head off and put it on the goddamn apple in his mouth like a goddamn pig.
Okay, so let me see this. You took the breaking clear away. Now you're saying I get the back tie clear. Is that what you're saying now? Well, I could have sworn that's what it
said. That's not
like,
what I said. I said you had the back tie.
Okay, well.
Did anybody up here hear me say I had the back tie? I gave him the back tie and the clear. Did anybody up here hear that?
But if you say you're going to back tie,
pick one. You got the back tie or you got the clear. Which one you want?
I'll take the break. In the back.
Hold up.
Now get busy.
Matter of fact, hold up. So you said you want a Zeus at Friday at Cecil this weekend? This Friday? No. Because I just found out that you knew that they have a Super Saturday there and they don't have no time racing there. They're not shutting off the clock.
Hold up, Sammy. Let me say something to you. I hate Cecil. I was willing to go there. Actually, I wouldn't go to Capitol. The same track he touched that Friday night and threw him in. Hold up. Let me finish.
You just said
Cecil. Listen, Sammy. I'm about to explain Cecil. I was willing to go to Capitol somewhere that he tested that I don't go to dig him in. But I also know he has said Cecil. I'm willing to go to Cecil and dig in his ass, a track that I said I would never go to. That's how bad I'm going to get through with this shit. But if you go on Facebook and read the post, he's saying, hold up, Sammy, let me finish. Go read the post. He said he don't want entertainment no more. So I'm done with it.
I understand that part, but I understand all that. But you said Cecil just now. And get
yes, and I know what I said.
Cecil.
Correct.
All
I know
right,
exactly
all
where
right.
you're going
so
with this.
Cecil.
Yes,
Cecil
I know exactly where you're going with this.
They have their index race this week, and they're not turning off the clocks.
I don't know shit about Cecil. What part don't you get? All I know is that we go up there every now and then to go up there and test. Every now and then. That's it. I don't care about those shootouts. No, no, I don't know about the date.
Okay. Forget about it. Forget about
but,
it. Forget
but
about
you said,
that.
But hold
Albert.
Up.
Albert.
So hold up. So that's what
yeah,
you
yeah,
said.
Yeah,
so you hold up. Hold up.
Isn't this man
okay,
the news
go,
of
listen,
the DMV?
Listen.
He know he gets everything before it even comes out. So he knew
it don't
there's a Super Saturday.
I never knew there was a fucking shootout because I don't go to Cecil. It's a track I don't even pay attention to because I hate Cecil. What part don't you get? I'm willing to go to Capitol to track that he tested. I'm willing to go to MIR to get across his ass. I was willing to go to the beach to get across his fucking ass. What part don't you get with that? So I settled with going to Cecil. Simple.
Joe,
man,
open another mic, man. Joe, open another mic, man.
Yeah, open another mic, Mike. Oh, I'm sick of
it. Hold on. Hold on. Y'all done said around Dexter. You ain't got nobody. So you said you want to run anybody 1-4 barrel.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't hear the 4 barrel. Okay. I didn't hear that part. I did not like the way Dexter came on here and took over the show like that, Joe. I did not appreciate the way Dexter came on. I'm gonna find somebody for him. Oh, yeah, that's if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna find somebody for him. Yes, sir. I'm on it now. Let me go through my Rolodex. Yes, sir. I did not appreciate that. I'm gonna get his book.
Amen.
I'm going to get him, Joe. I'm going to get him.
Oh. I got some info for you guys as far as the track. Then Friday, Jason opened up.
Hold on. Somebody got a lot of background noise. Hold on, because ain't nobody can hear that through that background. Somebody must got their speaker on speakerphone because you hear everything in the back. All right, we got
nah, that
now.
Was my bad, Joe. My bad, Joe. That was me, man. I got Chets out here. I'm going on mute.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Friday, the gates will open up at 12. The track will go hot at 2. Saturday, it'll open up at 10, and the track will go hot at 12. Joe and I, we talked, and as far as the cancer deal fundraiser go, him and I agreed to pay $25 apiece, which would be $50 for each legitimately locked-in grudge race that gets off. I think Fed Albert will help us keep up with that. And we're going to try to get – we want to get a number as soon as possible of the locked-in races because we want to write the check out that day and present the big check to for the Caper Valley Friends of the Cancer Center. And also that day I'll be writing a check for $3,000 for Take Jews Hospital for that day back in March on behalf of the grudge racers and the fans. So that's what we got going on that Friday that Joe taught. We're doing a timeline on because we see how things roll, but we want to do a symbolic walk in honor of the survivors and the ones that's passed on. So that's what we got going on, guys. Like I said, I think last year we started at 4, but we backed it up 2 hours for Friday. So people can get in more, you know, daytime racing because it's going to be pretty moderate temperatures. So that's what we got going on as far as that goes. Everything is pretty much the same as far as everything else. And that Thursday, the track will be open Thursday for regular test of tune. Earlier that day, if somebody want to do some private testing in a group, that'll also be available.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so that's
so what time
that,
did track
right.
open up on Friday? What time did it open up
Say
on
that
Friday?
Again.
What time did track open up on
Friday? And
it'll
go
okay.
hot at 2. And it'll go hot at 2.
I'm writing that down now. Okay, open up at 12, track go high at 2 o'clock on Friday. Okay. All right, that'll work.
Yes, sir. And
yes, sir.
Just make you let them know, every time that the grudge race was like Antoine and Shonuff ran, it don't go down like saying that we, like me and Dexter, it's going to go down as Shonuff donated and what's his name donated.
Yeah.
That's how it.
Yeah.
That's how we're not taking the cut it. And if you want to look, Dexter, you got the post up there. He put it up. And you can look at the year, how long ago we did this with the check. So if you go hold up and look at the year. I don't have to say anything.
I started this around 16 years ago when I was at Federal. Joe, maybe around 10 or 11 years ago, he joined in, and we just started doing it with the vet along with him. So it's been going on for quite a while. We've raised a crap load of money. And it's, starting out, it went to the American Cancer Society. And believe it or not, the lady that was the representative, the last one I did for the Cancer Society, she had we had two children out there that had cancer. And instead of giving it to the American Cancer Society, she just told us to give it directly to the children because she said that money just most of the time don't go directly to help no one out. As far as though with the Friends of the Cancer Center, they're more hands-on. So we've been doing it for quite a while. It ain't nothing new. The walking, all that stuff is nothing new. We've been doing it for quite a while. When we did the COVID, when I left Federal, we had a little gap. The COVID was when I left Federal. That was we had a little 2-year gap, but we're trying to keep this going. You know, that's a way, you know, we can make, it's the way I say it, makes grudge racing look, you know, doing something out front positive that people don't get to see. A lot of stuff they don't get to see, that a lot of the positives, but this is something that's, as far as the Cape Fear Valley, Friends of Cancer Center, they serve the area in which Gallant is located also. So it's something giving back to the local community at the same time, and it's a good look for all of us, the grudge racers and the fans.
And just make sure you put it down, Dexter. We're not looking for anybody to give up something themselves. I'm not letting you know. Nobody. We don't want nobody.
No.
We didn't care, but we've been doing it for the longest, and we're going to keep it like that. Tricky Ricky, your mic is open, though. I know you had
Jeff. Good evening, fellas. I heard my name was called on here earlier. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
What's up, man?
One for Val. Dexter said he was trying somebody. You like to see that race. I said, nah, he's right there.
Wait a minute, say that again. I couldn't hear you. Can you say that one more time?
When they came about race, somebody said they'd like to see Tricky Ricky run Dexter. I said, that's already been talked about. They already been talking about that.
Yeah, they brought your name up
that?
To run Dexter, so. Oh, boy. I give you two guesses, and I'm going to take one of them away from you.
No. Don't give me no guesses. Just say the name.
Hey, Rick. It was the girl with the wig on and the sunglasses on Facebook.
He's talking about Antoine.
How you going to tell him to answer it? He's supposed to figure it out.
I'd have lost
it. Was his agent.
But, I mean, he could have got on here and spoke up and said that himself.
It was his agent.
But, yeah, me and Dexter, girl, we're going to tangle. I know everybody or quite a few people getting to see me line up next to somebody, but.
Dexter, tell them how you say it again.
How do I say it again?
How you say it, Dexter?
Oh, they already know each other. They talked already.
No, I'm just going somewhere right now. Dexter,
okay.
How you say it?
I said anybody with a big box single car on Nitrous that gets another lane, that's beside me, that's who I want to see race.
So,
say enough.
Tricky Ricky, doesn't the Bad Mouse crew have a big block, one carburetor, 28?
Ooh. You got me right there, Sammy. I mean, I don't know. I didn't kind of fail back, so I don't know who doing what. But then again, wait a minute, give me a second. Yeah, I think that, pump gas supposed to be or some shit like that. A Blue Nova. Yeah, Bigfoot. That'll be a good race. Two pretty blue cars going down the track at us. How about that?
He off, y'all.
Oh, Antoine fell off.
Yeah.
He better fall off because because lately he's been getting himself in trouble with that mouth of his.
Let me tell y'all something. You cannot be trained to go Denny training wheels. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be
Cliffy, you know I like you, right? Cliffy,
yeah?
You know I like you, but I don't like your son.
Listen, he's getting some bad habits going on here around. I don't know where you're going with this one, but you know what? I try to stand next to you as far as I can, so talk about it. What's the story with that?
Cliffy, the only thing you got to do is take off your belt and whip his ass sometimes. That's about it.
Oh, my God. Sammy, coming from you, man, you got to be me after this show.
Okay, hold on.
Well, how your son says it, hit me in the back lines.
Okay.
I got him back on, Joe, I got him back on.
Got him? Okay.
Yeah. Everybody said they like to see Bigfoot and Dexter run. Do you know what? Can you make that happen?
Man, that's not y'all retarded ass race. God damn. Jesus Christ.
I'm just repeating what we're saying.
God damn. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a wood could chuck wood? That's how the fuck I look at that.
I mean, well, you did say you like to see Tricky Ricky and Dexter run. I guess they say they like to see
Tricky Ricky. I mean, shit, Tricky Ricky and Dexter were actually a good race. Like, I'm not even being, like, I swear to God, I'm not even being funny. But I'm being serious. He was looking for races, but I'm being, like, legitimate serious.
Tricky Ricky, today is tangling.
Tricky Ricky, do you have an agent?
Tricky Ricky is riding.
Tricky Ricky, do you have a grudge agent? Huh?
I am my agent. agent.
Okay. I thought
you
were hiring.
Hey, Joe, open up 7807, Joe. Ooh, I like that, Dad. I like that. That look good.
But Antoine, I was trying to ask, my phone was still muted. I was asking, why would that not be a decent race with Bigfoot and Dexter?
We ain't got enough horsepower. Oh. Next.
443-7807, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's happening?
You ain't got enough horsepower.
Not much.
With a guy that just coming out with a car.
I just fell. I want to come on here.
So why don't you jump on him then?
Oh. Hold on, Antoine.
We already said to lock in. I mean, you know, to get a race on.
Oh, shit, I missed it. I was on another line taking care of, you know, some business.
Antoine, hold on.
No, this wasn't done today.
No, they've been locked in. A lot of people just didn't know.
Hey, listen.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Antoine, shut the fuck up real quick. Hold on.
Go on, bitch.
Can you hear me? Yeah, Marcus.
Yeah, good.
Well,
get your hoe in line.
Sammy, shut the fuck up, Sammy. No. Hey, Joe, I want to come on.
No, I ain't your hoe. Antoine, your hoe. You can tell him that.
Anyway, I want to come on. God damn, I can't even fucking talk.
Yeah, go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, I want to come on here and correct Sammy and let him know that Cliffy might got a son, but Cliffy is a grand. Cliffy is a grandson now. Pop and fucking baptized Cliffy, and he can get it again.
That motherfucker rocked me to sleep. That's what the fuck he did.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead with that dumb shit.
So you want to fucking Cliff? Hey, Joe, if they didn't tell you this weekend, we throw Pop in the seat. Pop ain't never drove this car before. And we throwed him in the seat on a weak motherfucker named Cliffy, and that man got killed.
Damn.
No, I swear to God.
And listen, the only reason why I'm saying it like this because I got a phone call saying that you wanted some more smoke. So I'm just want to know. I just want to know what kind of cigar you want me to bring to the table this time.
Listen, whoever gave you that phone call,
was it true or was it not?
No. Look here. Let me finish. Whoever gave you that phone call, if it didn't come from me, you can tell that motherfucker make their own phone calls. But from me to you, fuck it. I'm gonna kick Pop Kane next time. He was supposed to get his cane kicked that day. You understand? He just rocked me to sleep.
Okay.
That's all right, though. That's all right, though. And that car you call Blue Mistake, listen, try it again.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. You know,
no, don't tell me what. Tell me now. Don't tell me what. Tell me now.
Okay, tell you now. Where you gonna be at in the next week or two, then, Mouse? That's what you.
In my kid, when I jump out, you jump in. Now, what you wanna do?
Shit, I could have jumped in your car. I could have jumped in your car and shook that bitch down for you because you went sleep. You know what I mean? But I wasn't gonna do that because I still want to take that one.
Look here. Echo is the middle point. Bring your ass there. Let's get it.
No.
Say what?
We can go to Cecil County. We can go to Cecil County this weekend.
You know what? This weekend it's gonna work. This weekend ain't gonna work, or next weekend ain't gonna work. But before Cecil closed,
Set your ass down and eat some crayons. Then.
Listen, don't talk my ears till it hurts, man. Don't talk my ears till it hurts. We can finish
I'm
this and fuck
to,
off before
I'm
no, before Thanksgiving.
I'm trying to find out what you're talking about. You just mumbling. I'm trying to get to the business. Where you gonna be at? As a matter of fact, where you gonna be at the next 2, 3, 4 weeks?
God damn it! November 1st, we can go. Anytime after November 1st, we can go to Cecil County. Now get up.
November 1st. No, listen. It ain't got to be just Cecil County. I'm talking about anywhere, but not no Echo. I'm not going to that track.
Okay, but bring your ass to fucking Island. Bring your ass to Island then.
Okay, you gonna pay me to come to Island? You gonna make it worth my while?
Now I got to make it worth your while.
Yes, I'll pay. I'll pay your way up this way. I'll pay your way up this way.
All right. Hold on. Sammy said he'll pay our way to come. So what you want to do? It's gonna start at $500 because it's gonna cost me that in gas. All right.
You ain't said nothing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Sammy, what's popping up there? Talk to me. Because we're gonna get to the business. He said he wants some
nothing. We don't need an event. Here, you come up to Island. I'll pay.
No, we don't need no event.
You get your ass up.
No bullshit.
We don't need no event. There's no event.
It ain't no event. Is this gonna be me and you, baby?
All right. Well, hey, guess what? We're gonna get together then. You ain't said nothing, Slick. But I just wanted to come on here and confirm that you listen. I just wanted to come on here and confirm.
I'm gonna have the circus open and get the clown in there. And that's all I'm trying to do.
God damn.
Great.
I'm staying out of that one.
Sammy, shut the fuck up, Sammy. I'm trying to do race car shit with my race car friends.
You're hanging out with Antoine now. You better stop it.
Hey, so what I'm saying is, Cliff, you let me know when you can get out of the way, and we'll figure something out.
Marcus, can you make this? Can you make sense to this? Why was Antoine running around the track taking pictures of men's asses?
Yeah. I ain't seen that. Man, Sammy, set your ass down, man. You on that gay shit, man. Sit down somewhere with that dumb shit. You do too much, Sammy. Come on, man.
Pops, what did I say? Go on mute.
You do too much, Sammy.
Pops,
come
on,
mute, man. You do more talking than motherfuckers with race cars, man. Set your ass down somewhere, man.
What the hell did he say? I missed it, man.
What the hell
does this motherfucker say?
How about this one? Pops, how about this one? Lottie Dottie, anybody, North versus South. Now what?
Oh, man, shit. Man, well, tell it to anybody, lot of doubt to anybody. I don't give a damn. If you ain't got nothing I can reach you with, I don't want to talk to you.
So,
put your ass down
so
somewhere,
there
man.
You go.
Come on, now.
So, I can't talk racing because nobody's locking me in from that crew. I don't want to say from
fuck
where, but
is,
that
you
crew is not locking me
anything
in.
You drive,
Lottie, Dottie,
anything
and
you drive,
fucking
you got
body.
Action. Well, lock in. Anything you drive, you got action. Otherwise, I don't want no fucking race, no rental car. Put your ass down, man.
It's not a rental car, and I'll get in any car you want. You tell me, and I'll get it.
You won't.
No? Lock me in there. I'll jump in the wagon. I'll jump in the wagon.
Sammy, come on, man. Let's
chill,
man. You talk too much, man, for not be doing nothing.
I'll jump in the wagon, North versus South, and lock me in.
And then I have another car on the goddamn quarter pounder. Man, set your ass down somewhere, man.
You want me to get in a car, in a race car, I'll get in a race car, lock me in. You know what
I'm
saying? I used to own it.
Let me be
it. I'll get in the wagon, and I'll lock you in.
Oh, okay, get in, listen, get in Bill McCall wagon then.
I'm getting my old wagon.
Look at
my old brown wagon.
Marcus, you're wasting your time talking to Sammy, man.
Can
y'all go ahead with the show, man?
Yeah,
I
that's
want to
what I thought. Yo, I'm a waste of time.
Hey, but let me say this. Hey,
I'm
hold on. I got
time.
A good rate. I tell you what. Hey, Pops, I'll go with Cliff. Hey, Cliff, are you going to be at North versus South with the car?
I will not be there with the car.
Oh, I guess. Okay. I'll say we'll try Pops again. I'll go in with you, Cliff. I think
listen,
you can get
hey,
Pops.
Hey,
I didn't like the way he did that.
But we can do it again. But he got
hey, listen. Let me just say this. I had fun. I didn't even know I was racing Cliffy. I'm going to be honest with you.
Now,
I parked
do,
the
and you look good,
the goddamn. Hold on, man. I parked the car in the Chesapeake lane because I never even drove the car. I put it in the Chesapeake lane. I wanted to make a shakedown. I come back. The goddamn car was moved. I said, where the fuck is the car at? Them motherfuckers don't put the car in the goddamn grudge lane. Who was we grudging?
But listen,
they said,
well,
you
Pop,
grudging Cliffy. Yeah, what's up, buddy?
I'm going to tell you something.
But you did good. You did real good.
You
thank
you.
What? Thank you. Appreciate
now
it.
Now it's going to be me and you. We're going to be taking our vitamin D's and our fucking geritols and vitamin C's. It's me
no,
and you
we,
now,
we,
baby.
Pop, no, hey, listen, all pot one is
orange
juice. All pot one is orange juice, goddamn it.
Yeah, I don't need your goddamn vitamin Geritol and all that shit now. Who was that saying that anyway,
Parker? Can't nobody get Blue Mistake but your dad this time. And listen, I run that car all day long with your dad in there. All day long.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
Cliff, now you know MR got some testing tunes and shit coming up. We can do that too.
Who got what?
MR got some testing tunes coming up.
Man, leave Cliffy alone. Hey, Cliffy. Look, man, I didn't even get a chance.
Look here. Y'all know it ain't nothing but something to do. Y'all, if y'all don't know that by now, you'll never know. It ain't but something to do. But only this time, I'm going to touch you up. I'm going to touch
Cliffy,
you
can
up.
Can I say something, Cliffy? Hey, Cliffy, can I say something?
You can say two
something. I didn't even get a chance to speak to you before the race or after the race, man. I didn't
you
even
right.
know I was racing,
right.
but you know, it was all fun, man. Marcus, don't y'all be too hard on Clifford, man.
I enjoyed it. I was okay.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was a good fun race. It was a good fun race.
And
I, and,
sure,
and look, I had to get Pop's feet wet. Goddamn me. I throw them right in the shark net.
Be
said, nah,
you throw them right in the motherfucker far,
yeah,
man.
You
throw them right in the far.
That's
hey, that's the only way you go. That's the only way to do it. That's we don't. God damn it, that's a bad move, cruise. God damn it, you gonna swim or you gonna drown?
Well, I had fun. Now, I can't wait to do it again. Now I'm now my feet sitting here jumping right now, thinking I'm on the trans break. Hey, Cliffy.
Yes, sir.
That was the first time I ever used a trans break, man. I never used a trans break before. Never. I was always a foot breaker.
Well, listen. Would you believe it when I told you when you left I didn't use shit?
I can believe that. Because I didn't see you nowhere around, so you couldn't have used shit.
That one's not a game. So you know what?
Hold on, you guys. They tell me open the mic, though. They mess with me. Hold on.
Pops.
215.
Forget about
904. Your mic is open.
Pops, forget about the
brown
wagon.
Did you hear Joe say, hold on, man? Hold on, man.
I'm asking you something. How about if you're scared of the brown wagon, I'll get in the white and black Mustang and cut anybody's ass from that crew.
Damn. Well, Sammy, won't
y'all? I tell you what. Hey, Sammy, this is how I'm gonna carry you. This is what I'm gonna do with you. Right. I'm not gonna run nobody else's car and race you with somebody else's car. I want something that
no,
you drive,
car.
You own.
It's my
Hold
car.
On, listen to
it's
me.
My car.
Okay.
I own it.
I'm going to run you with my car. If you drive that
yes.
motherfucker, that's
okay.
your car. I don't even got to see the title. If you say it's yours, that's all I need to know. When we get our car together,
right.
goddamn, we can get it on. I don't care one way or another but winning or losing. I just want to have fun.
North versus South?
I won't be together by North versus South.
All right.
I could be together. I mean, everything
that.
Is there. I just all got right. other shit I want to do to the car.
All
but
right.
I mean,
you
know, we'll definitely get
car.
Together, Sammy. I'm not scared of you. All
oh,
you can do is
definitely.
Beat me. It's not going to change my. Hey, Sammy, it's not going to change my manhood. If you win, I'm still going to be a man.
Oh no, you definitely yeah, but your daughters no, and your adopted daughters no.
Well, that's your opinion, Sammy. hey, somebody cut his mic off. I'm back on mute. Antoine ain't hear that one. He must have clicked over.
Man, I heard that bullshit.
Oh,
tell that man take it. Tell that motherfucker take a damn Viagra and sit back in a fucking recliner with a couple 40 weight.
Damn.
God damn it.
What's
anybody
up,
paying him.
Let me make sure the guy's got his mic open. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
What's going down, everybody?
Not much. What's going on now?
They need to take a deep breath right now. I hear them take a deep breath up back right now. What's up, fellas? Yeah, they said they scared right now.
They're coming up for air. Who the fuck is now, hold on. Who the fuck is scared when I talk? Matter of fact, I got you on here. Lock it for Friday. I'm going to stay on it.
I'm not
lock it for Friday.
Listen.
Can y'all just stop, please? Y'all need to get a hotel room and go fuck each other.
I don't
I'm
need
just
to do
gonna be honest,
shit,
man.
Fuck no.
I'm just gonna be honest.
Fuck, no, he's playing possum.
Y'all
he's
not
playing
trying to
possum.
Race
he's scared.
Y'all full of shit.
Listen,
both of y'all.
Listen, here's the thing.
I'm DP
not,
ready.
I'm not racing to a North versus South. That's when I'm not racing to that. So if
well,
you're
shut
not
your ass up
room,
then if you're not gonna race that North versus South.
No, I'm racing to North versus South.
Hey, Dexter, find him a race, man. He say he's not racing to North versus South. Set him up.
I'm racing
said he's not coming.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Okay,
hold on for a minute. I let you talk. You was talking. I didn't interrupt you. You was talking, Pop.
Go ahead, bro. Cuz, man, goddamn, you and Antoine just go back and forth too much, man. I'm taking you.
I'm trying to lock it in.
He coming. Listen, you coming North versus South, lock that shit in tonight. Tonight. Send the money tonight. I don't give a fuck if you send a dollar.
He said he's not coming.
Hold on. I said, and I quote, I am totally against bringing the truck to ODB to North versus South. But if my dad and my brother want to bring it and they tell me, cool, it's not an issue. But as of right now, it's a negative.
If they come, they got a free entry. They got a free entry in the track.
They got a free entry, and what's the rate?
He got the 1-1.
What's the 1-1? You said he had all three yesterday, motherfucker. Back it up.
Well, I said he got the
full of shit,
well,
man.
Well, yesterday is gone, and today is here, so let's listen. Yesterday,
Cliffy, bye, Cliffy. Cliffy, take two steps to the right, Cliffy. I'm waiting for him to say something dumb.
Like
I'm going to lock
Sam
his dumb ass
Cliffy.
In.
Cliffy, be like Sam and sit down for a minute.
Okay.
Hey, Zeus, why they always think these offers last forever, man? They need to take it when it's time to put the money up. When you goddamn sugar foot, you lose out. Period.
Well, listen, you shouldn't be talking it when you drunk.
Well,
like
Dick says, y'all and y'all offers because you ain't a backup, which y'all was going to say anyway, so bye.
You scared motherfuckers is what they are.
Ain't going to bust a grape in a food fight.
Okay. Motherfucking Antoine, you've been talking since the show started, goddamn. You got 1-1 from me. Now, lock that in.
That's not what he said. The man said to break in the clip.
Man, bye. I'm going back on mute.
Get off the phone. Exactly.
It's arousing. You said I had to break it clear. Arouse me. That's all. Make me feel good.
You weak motherfucker.
Your man said get him hard, man.
Those knee pads must be wore out.
I told him I'm gonna take him to the strip club in Fayetteville. I ain't been there since
fuck
I moved
that.
From there. All that shit, man. I'm gonna get him hard, but he gonna get fucked from goddamn Luca Brasi. That's just what it is.
Antoine, get your pops and Morgan on here, man. Let's go ahead and get this race over with, man. Let's get both of them over with, man. Fuck that, man. Let's just get it over with.
So, okay, hold on. So,
Talk to him, Pop.
So, Zeus said he going to give ODB the 1-1 at North versus South, right?
Uh-huh.
With the red truck?
Correct.
Zeus,
is that
right?
The truck that we know as Buck
Kid. Can you let Zeus answer, please?
Zeus, is that right?
Yes, sir. The red buckwheat,
versus ODB. He got the 1-1, and I'm gonna pay your gate fee for the day.
What combo
that
you gonna run for? Hold on, Antoine.
Listen, hold on. Before we go any further, Marcus, I'm glad you're talking a little reasonable. Hold on for a minute. Slow down. We ain't going to cuss. We ain't going to do it. We're going to get this shit locked at night. We got to send Roy Hazelwood a deposit tonight. Not tomorrow.
Okay,
not
okay,
next week.
Okay, listen. And look, so, hold on. Listen.
But not on this one. I want to go to Ryan Goodman, co-editor of Security and former special.
Somebody got a TV on. Somebody got a television on. Television.
What the hell's going on?
Come on, we gotta get this. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
What's the
go
date?
Ahead. It's gone. Go ahead, Mark.
What's the date for North versus South?
October 14th and 15th. That's Friday and Saturday. 14th is Friday, 15th is Saturday.
Hey, Zeus. So Saturday, 3 or 1500 or better. ODB versus Buckwheat. ODB get the 1-1. Let's say ready at 3 o'clock. I can send
now,
a DP right now.
I just want to say one thing without messing it up now, because he was talking big shit about locking the whole pot. I'm just asking. Is he still willing to lock the whole pot like he said earlier today? So
your coupon,
really
hold up. That coupon was for this weekend because I was sick of you. I'm willing to meet you. I was willing to meet you at Cecil. 3 on 1500. I'll take the 1-1 from you, and then come 2 hours later, I'm taking it from Sean of Holmes. Let's go. Let's get this shit over with.
Let's get it done. Let's get this shit over with.
Let's get it over with.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'll tell you what. Hold on for a minute. Let's do five.
I like that.
Lock.
I like that, Antoine. If you need me to send you some money, I can do that. I like that. Okay.
Hold on, Pop. Let's run it back. I'll get him in a second. That ain't nothing because he already going to get to him.
Let's do this.
Hold up. Let me read it back. ODB versus Buckwheat. Small blocks a piece. Small block knives a piece. Cast and take. 1 4-barrel on 28 knives. Buckwheat that we know, ODB that you know. 3 on 1500 or 5 on 1500, either way.
Lock the money in tonight, though. Yeah, you got to lock the money in tonight.
Listen, Zeus. Listen to him.
Let's go.
We're trying to get it done.
Dude, 3 on 1500, Buckwheat that we know versus ODB, small block knives to piece, cast and take, 1 4-barrel, 28 nitrous. Do you hear what I said? You want to do 3 on 1500 or 5 on 1500, however you want to do it. What you say, 5 o'clock?
Whatever time you want, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock,
that's fine. I said 3 o'clock, let's get it done and over with.
You said 5 o'clock, that's a lot.
You get 1-1.
3 o'clock, 5.
1-1.
I get the ODB get the 1-1.
ODB get the back tie and the clear.
Okay, that's one. Hold on, hold tight.
Small blocks a piece. So you're going to have to throw somebody with it in.
Let's get it out the way, Antoine.
Yes, okay. Gotcha. Lock. It's not a problem. I'll send the money in a minute.
Lock. Send the money
hold
tonight. To Brett Ward.
Listen. Hold on. Slow down.
I'm hearing two different steps. Y'all got to be – I'm hearing two different steps. All right, one saying small block. The other one saying cast and take 1 4-barrel. Y'all got to come together on this.
Who's going to come? Small block knives, cast and take 1 4-barrel. Simple.
Zeus, you good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right, so that's heads up, pro tree, track rules.
ODB gets the 1-1. I get the 1-1.
I was going to say that. I always start off by saying it. ODB, so it's ODB versus Buckwheat. Saturday at 5 o'clock, ODB gets the back tire and the clear.
Correct.
5 on 1,500, small block Nas on 28.
Correct.
Antoine, is it locked?
Locked.
Zeus lock. Is it lock?
You ain't even got to ask me. You know my favorite word.
Okay, hold on.
So both of y'all sending me $500 now.
We're getting ready to send it. I'm getting ready to send it to you. I'm going to try and lock both of these in right now. Showing up, Holmes. Let's get it on at 3 o'clock. I'll take the one-on-one that you just offered.
Hold on. Let me get back. Hey, Zeus, send yours to Sammy, and Sammy, let me know when you got it.
Already done.
All right, because Sammy, because I don't have PayPal, but Sammy do hold the money, and he'll let me know. Sammy, let me know when you get it. And I'll let you
right.
know when Antoine sent his. All right, that's locked.
Okay, that's
one.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Showing up home. Showing up home.
Showing up home. I need you. I need you.
Come on, Showing up.
Hey,
get up
I'm,
here.
I'm here. Hey, listen, I'm here, but I got these jets flying right now. They're about to go to my house. Hey, listen.
Man, we can hear
this
you
locked.
Good. Nope.
Joe, go ahead and lock these mics. Go ahead and open these mics because I know I got background noise because these jets flying over my house right now.
We can hear you good. We can hear
you
good, man.
You good.
We can hear you good. We don't have
right.
jets, so if you
want okay, well, let's get busy, goddammit. Hey,
oh, okay,
3-0,
so
goddamn.
What you
want, Antoine? Hey, we want to do 3-on what?
3-on 1,500 or better. ODB, get the 1-on-1. You drive your car. That's
and he drives his truck. He drives his truck.
That wasn't a step.
it was another step for me to drive. Hey, hold on, wait. We talking about a race right now. We're talking about a race right now.
God.
You wasn't up, here, or you was listening.
Whoever
you
pulled
in
your car,
then,
man.
Listen.
Okay,
I don't
care
about none of
simple?
That. It's real simple. Now, watch
ODB
it. ODB
got 1-on-1.
Hold up, because we're going to break it down, because you said too much shaky shit, and I called you in some shit just yesterday. Now, you coming stock block or small block? Which way is you coming? Because you keep advertising.
I'm coming
stock
small block.
I'm
coming
small block.
Oh, you coming
small block. Okay, that's what you're
gas.
I'm going to give a fuck about
Cass,
it.
Cass
okay.
intake, one carburetor.
1-4, bro. Little Brasky that we know. Cool. ODB gets the 1-on-1 at 7 o'clock. Let's get busy.
All right, so let me start this over. Luca Brasky versus ODB that both of y'all know both cars and that I know both cars.
Mm-hmm.
ODB gets the 1-on-1. 3-on 1,500 at 7 o'clock Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to do it Saturday night. That's the 15th. 3-on 1,500 or better.
Mm-hmm.
Small block nitrous on 28.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Tree. Track rules.
Pro Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Tree. Track rules. All right. Showing up. Is that a lock?
Lock.
Antoine, is that
a
lock?
I'm about to send you money right now.
Lock. Right,
Lord,
what's the money?
Right
what's the money?
Thing.
What's the money?
3-on.
What he said?
3-on
15.
3-on 15.
All right, good shit. All right, that's good shit, fellas.
Fat right, Albert,
got
I got Zeus' money.
All right.
Fat Albert,
okay,
I got Zeus'
well,
money.
Okay, let me check my cash out
here. I ain't got home yet, Fat Albert.
Hey, I'm about to meet my phone, bro. Hey, I'm about to mute my phone, but I got to move some money over. It ain't going to take me number 2 minutes, and I'll send it to you, Albert. All
right, that's cool. Okay, that's cool.
Hey, man, you said lock, man. You only as good as your word, so ain't no games to be played. But, yeah, that's send the money, though.
Well, Antoine, so, all right, Antoine, Zeus money is up, Antoine. Sammy said he got it.
That's not a problem. Just give me a minute. I'm on my way home.
Okay, I know you said you're on your
way
home.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that ain't no problem.
All right, well, it's locked. Lord, I'm glad to see these two guys. God, oh my. Woo. Man, that was simple. All that back and forth, y'all just.
Hey, Antoine, I'm still taking you to that motherfucking strip club, motherfucker. You hear me?
We get somebody to do Dexter, but I ain't forgot about Dexter. I ain't forgot about him.
I'm still here. Hey, Antoine, you hear that?
Hey, we ain't got to talk about nothing else. We locked. We going to race. So you don't need to talk about nothing else.
Oh, yeah, but,
hey,
look,
I'm going to turn up for his
birthday.
I'm glad we got that out the way. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm glad we got that out the way. That's a good one. Let's get this shit done and over with.
So ODB got to run Zeus at 5, and he going to run Luca Brasi at 7.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Albert, what time is my ritual, Fred?
Let me go back out.
Matter of fact, hey, you can do that later.
Hey.
You ain't got to check right now. You can do that later.
You like Mark Jones 400? You like Mark Jones 400?
We're gonna bet all our money on ourselves. We ain't betting on nobody else.
No, I said no.
Wait a minute, hold it. Luca Bronson, you running Fred at 7.
All right, so we gotta change that time.
We're doing it at 8. Antoine, you cool with 8?
Nah, fuck that. Y'all were trying to do it. When was y'all trying to do it? Like 3 o'clock?
We'll
do it at 4.
Hold on. Hold on, man.
Hold up. You can't tell me what the fuck to do. What time? My race for Buckley's at 5 o'clock, right?
We're doing it at 8 o'clock.
Man, listen.
That's your fault. You didn't take
listen.
Your time.
Bro, I just asked Albert about that. I don't fucking know.
That's not our problem. That's your problem.
You know what? Before I send this money, because I just transferred the shit.
See, if
y'all gonna play these bullshit, bro, it ain't that serious.
See
it ain't
mean?
That serious. What time is good
eight
for
o'clock.
Y'all? What time
eight
is
o'clock.
Good
eight
for
o'clock,
y'all?
Man.
Other than
listen,
8 o'clock.
I don't
want to
do 8 o'clock. It's good. Bro, listen,
eight
it's gonna
o'clock.
Be due on that track. It's fucking fall. It's fall time.
Eight
it's
o'clock.
Not summer.
7:30 then.
7:30. Hey, listen. Hey, you see how these hoes don't want us to run a train on them? You see how these hoes don't want us to train? Listen.
And you don't want to
let's do it at 5, 6, 4, 3. Friday night. Let's do it Friday night at fucking whatever the town was.
This shit always so hard with this dude, man. I just don't understand this.
Bro,
hey,
listen, y'all keep it up.
In the lane to 8:30. Let's get fucking busy. Give you time to cool down and I'm going to gap your ass. Come on, in the lane to 8:30. Let's get busy.
Hey, Sean, make it happen, man. Let's just get this shit over with, man.
Listen, come on,
I want to. Okay? But after 8, I don't want to race. I don't want to race at 8 because it's fall now. The track ain't going to be what it usually is.
You got Zeus at 5. Why not run him at 7 or either at 3? 2 hours
because
before,
the
two
race
hours
is
after.
For 7. We just said 7 an hour after Zeus. But, or 7 ain't an hour after Zeus? Because we can do 6 o'clock. That's fine.
Let's just get it. Let's figure it out, man. Let's get these two races over with, man. I just got back on. My bad. Can we keep it simple and just get it over with?
God.
It's not going to change
7:30.
Well... Let me say this. As we talking about the dude on the track, one thing about the lot and the guy that preps that track, that should be the last concern you got on your mind. But that guy knows
I agree.
If he can do that track after a goddamn a tornado comes through like he did last year, and the bird two cars that went down was fast car and went straight down Broadway, that should be the last thing you worrying about.
That
track will be
the issue. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock showing off and just get it on. That's all.
Let's get it on.
Roy just said I got Fred at 7.
Well, that's
I didn't even
right
know
after,
it was that late.
Right after you at 6 then.
Bro, after Fred would be 8 o'clock. I don't want to race at 8 o'clock.
I think Fred will move.
This is what I do for y'all. This is what I do for y'all. I know y'all ain't gonna do it.
Leave him alone, Mark.
I know y'all ain't gonna do it, but you got a choice. You can take the back tire to clear, and I'll do it at 8:30, whatever.
You ain't got no choice. You said 1 and 1 at 7 o'clock. We locked it in now. You come back at a different time. That's your problem. Fan, how you gonna stand on this? Hey, can you get
bro,
Fred on here?
It was
Fred
on your wrist lock for that time.
Fred will change the time.
Fred will run at six.
Fred will run at six to five.
Family, call Fred. But we ain't letting him off at that time. Somebody. Now.
Let's just
make it happen,
Call Fred. Do that. Me and Fred can get it on earlier.
I like that. We'll see
it, Fred. Good idea, Marcus.
I got to call it the way it is because Marcus said, how about how we...
right. Technically, showing up, you locked it in at a time that you already had a race. That is technically your fault. Nobody can tell you that but you. I can't even say nothing. I couldn't even say anything. You locked in a race that you already got a race for. All right. Now, who is this? Who calling me? James called. I got too many people on my line. So, if they want to run at 8, you can either run at 8. If Fred moved the time, if y'all want to call Fred and see if Fred will move the time, that's cool.
If not, he got to pay the phone bill because it's locked.
Hey, we want to beat him, though. We want to race him.
It's locked.
Yeah, we're not going to keep playing these games with this guy, man. He just played too much, and it's always some bullshit, man. I don't think he did it on purpose.
Hey, bro, listen,
I don't think
listen. It ain't no fucking games. It ain't no fucking games.
Fred, I just
want to race.
Hold on. Listen.
All right,
hold on.
All right,
Fred. Fred,
8 o'clock. Let's get the
Fred's
race
mic
over,
is
man.
Open, man.
Y'all
used to be pretty cool, man. Let's just get the race over, man.
Hey, what's up? You know what? We about to dead right now. Hey, Fred.
Just temper.
Hold on.
Can y'all hear me?
Temper
control.
Speak up, Fred. Fred, you on here?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, he's on here.
Yeah, okay,
here,
Fred. Everybody be quiet for a second. Let me talk to Fred. Fred, you and Shownuff is locked in at 7 o'clock. If they're run them later, or not earlier, how you want to do it, Shownuff? What you want to ask Fred?
I would rather race him earlier. I didn't know we had a time on it. Fred, if you say no, that's totally fine, bro. I understand. We're going to race at 7. So...
Hey,
you want to move our race an hour ahead.
Yeah, go ahead,
Fred. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
You know, I ain't blocking no races because I'm a fan myself. I like to say, get off. We can move my race to 6.
Okay. Thank you,
Freddie.
All right, showing up. Would you run Fred at 6, showing up?
All right, yes,
sir. So you'll run Antoine at 7. And you'll run Antoine
yes,
at
sir.
7.
In the lanes
God
at 7.
Damn,
yes, sir.
Get it done.
I'll help him get that race off.
Hey, Fred, I appreciate it, bro.
That's it, man. All y'all got to do is somebody got to buy me something to eat. That's it.
I'm going to
keep
digging.
I'll buy you something.
Hey,
Fred, I'll buy you one of them hot dogs, man, down there.
I'm good with that,
Fred.
Fuck that.
Hold on for a second. Let me get this race locked. I got to start over because it's a new time. All right, so showing up, you and Fred is at 6 o'clock. I done cleared that on my schedule. I got y'all down at 6. Antoine, are you good with running showing up at 7?
Yes, sir.
Showing up, you good with running Antoine at 7?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all is locked. It is locked. All I'm waiting on is the DP to be sent to me.
Hold on, I'm about to send you one now. Hold on, I'm about to run to the store. Hold on.
All right, I need
$100
from you.
That ain't no problem.
Hey, Albert.
Hey, one other question.
One other question. What was that time that I locked that race in with Shownuff and Avon?
That's off the trailer.
Okay, let me go back to my...
That was off the trailer. I remember that because it's off the trailer.
I just wanted to make sure it didn't fall into no conflict with nobody else's time. That's all. All
right, let me run over here.
Yeah, I mean, sure enough,
Wait a minute. But you know what? It's off the trailer. It is at 3 o'clock. Try me versus Luca Brasi. Luca Brasi gets the back tire Saturday at 3 o'clock. Three on $1,500 straight off the ramps.
Yeah, we fuck him up any time of the day.
Hey, Roy, you got that?
We'll say that again, buddy.
You got that cash out?
Oh, let me look. I ain't even looking. Hold on.
You ain't got to look.
Yes, sir.
Fred, you want to tell everybody about your show, too, to make sure we clear up everything you got, everything? I know it looked like a good show, so I want to make sure you get it. Hey, Fred. Can you hear me, Fred?
I'm here. I'm back now. I had to pick up what I missed.
Okay. No. I said you want to tell me about the show?
The one from the weekend, Joe?
Yeah, you want to give him a recap of everything? So they...
Yeah, I'll do that. Hey, first of all, just a quick thank you to all the racers and all the fans that came to U.S. 13 Dragway. Man, we had a really good time. And Joe, for me, I'm a fan first, so the mere fact that we were able to get off, it was actually 54 races because we had a grudge race with Antoine's daughter and Meek's son with the Powers, but we got all 54 grudge races in 2 days. So that was a fans' race, you know, seeing that type of action. So all the shootouts finished on both nights, you know, 23 grudge races on the first Friday. A lot of action. Highlights for me on Friday were probably like you had No Piggy and Naked Lady get busy on a Friday night. And this also shows in the two cars can race, you've seen the Badmouth crew racing the Badmouth crew. It's bringing action. ODB versus 8-Ball. That was a real tight race. A lot of motor races, just a lot of action, man. It's really hard to keep up with all of it. And then on Saturday was lit. Had 31 grudge races on Saturday. And, man, I'm telling you, for me, you know, in the middle of it, trying to keep up with it on the mic, it was just a lot of action, man. It was probably, you know, I've been to a lot of races all year long, Joe. This race for me was even more fun than Bridge Wars, to be completely honest with you. And I think we had this conversation before, just seeing guys getting in the paint who really want to race. You know, it wasn't nobody betting no crazy money. You know, so even if you lost, you weren't stressed out because you didn't lose nothing you couldn't afford to lose. And you saw people getting in the paint numerous times because they were betting $500, you know, $300, $500, or $1,000. So they, you know, people had a budget where they could race 3, 4, 5 times. So really, as a promoter and a fan, that's the type of action I like to see. You know, special shout out to the traveling racers. You know what I mean? New York was in the house. Philly was in the house. Jersey was in the house. You know, Tony came all the way from Georgia. A couple guys in from the Carolinas. The DMV was in there heavy, and the 302, they stood up and put on for this city. So just a lot of action, man. So just a personal thank you from me on behalf of 410 Grudge Dreams for everybody who was able to make it and help put on a hell of a show. It was actually my favorite show of the year thus far.
Okay. I would agree, Fred. Right. I would agree. This is Pops. I agree 100. It was definitely one for me.
Yeah. It Pops, it was good to see you back behind the wheel getting busy like the old days. You know what I mean?
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Fred, it might not be the last time. I might be able to get you in the seat, me and you one day. I don't know.
Oh, man, Pops. Well, we might have to do that.
Yeah,
I'll come out of retirement
something.
For
you.
You
know what I mean? That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, he ain't nothing real heavy with me. Goddamn, I just want to have
fun. Man, but when I seen that window wind down and I seen you in that helmet, I said, man, that's what's up. You know, I was actually excited to see you back behind the wheel.
Hey, Fred, they told me right in the fire, man. I was supposed to be going making a shakedown. I come back in the car and move from lane 1 to lane 5. I said, what in the world is going on here? They put me right in the grudge line.
You know why they felt comfortable doing that, though? Because they know you got it. It's like riding a bike. All you got to do is get back on it.
They trust in me, and I trusted in them, and that's what it was, man. I appreciate it. I'm back on me.
Yeah, it was a good look, bro.
Well, me and Cliff going to put him back in retirement. Yes, sir. That's my time right now.
Hey, Fat Albert. So you got a mouse in your pocket? Hey, Fat Albert, you got a mouse in your pocket?
I caught the bug again.
Hey, Sammy.
Y'all better watch out.
Hey, Rob, you see what I said today? That was the first time I let go of the trans brake button. I was a foot breaker. Them boys told me, he said, Pop, all you got to do is let go of the button. Roll in and let go of the button, and that's what I did. They said, if you see yellow, let it
like
go.
Man, kids, somebody
up.
Give him a little rock.
hey, Fred, I walked on the other end, boy. I was walking stiff-legged in my pro-style billboard.
Hey, Pop, them boys don't realize – when we was getting busy on the street, we ain't had no trans brakes.
No, sir.
No, sir. Hey, most of the time we were just coming from dead idols and just go.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, Fred, that's what I told them boys today. That's what it kind of felt like, man, seeing everybody standing around. Because, man, look, down Bobtown and down Loretta Road, man, there'd be a crowd of people out there, man. It'd be a crowd of people out there, boy. I did that, but it felt like I was going through a tunnel of people.
Yeah.
Hey, Pops, I'm going to read this text. It say, congratulations to the Bad Mouth crew for making the Bear Report at honorable mention. So, hey, people. Somebody recognize y'all. They say, man, y'all made honorable mention on the Bear Report, you know. If you can make Woody Dog Bear Report, you're doing something, so.
Appreciate
man,
it.
We
appreciate
were all
it.
That Bear Report.
So while we got Fred on here right now, Fred, what race would you like to see get off before the season ends?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you a race that's going to have to happen. And we're gonna make it happen, and we're gonna keep it down. We're gonna keep it tight and right, and we're gonna have fun with it. But we can't close out the season without Dead Presidents and Bigfoot not getting busy.
Ooh wee! I like that. I like that.
Oh shit!
Hey, hold on!
I like that too.
Everybody, listen!
I like that too.
Listen,
that's good.
Listen!
I like that.
Hold on.
I'm a fan. Hey, my fan, 8-Ball. I like to see it. You got to see it.
Hold on. Can I talk?
Yes, you can talk. I'm going to go back on mute on this one because I want to see it.
Hey, Freddie, I like how you said it. And I am not opposed to that happening. I like to come up the trailer, and I think you do too. Let's get it on from North versus South off the trailer.
And I'm going to tell you, Marcus, I might be able to do that with you off the trailer.
Just think about it.
Down North versus South. I'll let you know. I can't make that decision tonight. But I'll definitely call you and let you know.
Ain't no problem. Say no more.
I'm glad it wasn't said that Dean had no horsepower to run Dead Presidents.
Say no more. Say no more, Freddie. You know how we do.
Yeah. Yeah, it just gotta happen just for like old time's sake.
Absolutely. It's always fun.
For all the observers in the room, this is how simple you keep it. Ain't even got to be for no crazy money. We just gonna have some fun.
Exactly.
And guess what? It's not gonna change who we are the day after or after the race. We still gonna be who we are.
Nope.
Win or lose.
Facts.
That's right.
Hey, listen,
I got messed up the weekend, and we keep it moving.
I got messed up by Papa Smurf the weekend.
Hey Fred, all I need is a week notice. You know what I mean? Or sooner. You know, that way I can contact everybody that's involved, and we can make everything good.
We'll do that respectfully, homeboy.
All right, that's what it is. I'm going back.
Also, while it's kind of quiet and calm down, if y'all would say a prayer for Ken, the owner of Bigfoot, we really appreciate it. We can't get enough prayer, you know what I mean? The negative people, they say a whole bunch of crazy stuff as to why Bigfoot wasn't at Fred's event, but a lot of people don't know Ken had he had some procedures he had to go take care of, you know what I mean? So we'd appreciate it if y'all say a prayer for him. Let me miss
Absolutely.
Debbie.
And
yes, sir.
And anybody who even say anything
about
line anyway.
I'll tell you about Ken
anyway.
Doesn't say a whole lot. Ken doesn't say a whole lot to hold the people, but once you crack that shell, he's really a rock-solid man. So.
No, I've been on him for years. He's good
hey, Joe, open, I got a lot of people waiting on mics to open up, Joe. Can
I'm back on
every time I see him, Derek, we'll shake hands, and he'll talk a little trash to me, and then we keep it moving, having fun.
Yes, sir. He talk a little trash, as he always have, but you know what? He said what he said.
Come on, man. You know we got to get on with Dead President. Come on.
Yep.
Hey, Lord Allen Joe, you on here?
Yeah, I'm on here.
You didn't ask me who I like to see, babe.
Well, go ahead, hit me up.
I like to see the rematch for Bigfoot versus Preston, North versus South. Take the time and run for this amount of money.
We just want to put the race to the end. We just want to end a whole lot of shit.
End of the year.
And just race. End of the year. Let's get it on. Let's have some fun and just put a lot of shit to rest.
Yes, sir. And he can come how he want to come.
Okay. All right.
I'll put a little more pressure on pressure. If they agree to do that race, I wasn't planning on coming. But I'll put 8-ball on pressure, too. And I wasn't planning on coming.
All right, well, I'm quite sure somebody's going to call CJ up in a little bit. So I got a lot of mics to open up. I'm going to open them up and see if I can catch up to one of them. But let me make sure I open up these mics now. 862-221, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all making out this evening?
What's going on, Tori?
Hey,
I can't call. I just want to say, I just want to give a shout out to all the action y'all did this weekend. I mean, I couldn't make it, but it was live from what I could see. And y'all was doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? But I just got one thing to say. I did not know it was Pops driving Cool Magic. And I swore up and down when I looked at when they raced with him and Cliff. And he took off. I thought he left before the tree activated. But that's how late Cliff was. And I swore up and down, Cliff was waiting for the next motherfucker to come out the burnout box to line up. I swear to goodness, I thought he was waiting for somebody else. That's how, and I just did not understand that. Now, I'm going to give Cliff his props. He did do something, you know, but yeah, that was a little rough. But other than that, I just want to say, yo, big props to all y'all. And the big wheel race, I mean, not the big wheel, the power wheel race, that was cute. That was cool. That was cool as hell. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Kids
and everything. That was cool as hell, bro. Seriously. And
yeah,
that's all I can say right now.
Okay.
Well, I forgot to say something about that, man. Thank you to everybody who helped sponsor the kids for that Power Wheels race. We had the biggest pot ever, man. We had almost $4,000 that we gave those kids. And every kid on the property walked away with a minimum of $350, and it was 9 of them.
Wow.
That's Freddy. Sweet. That's what's
Freddy.
Up. That's cool as hell.
Hey Fred.
Yeah?
I man, it was so busy Saturday. I didn't get a chance to see it, nor did I get a chance to get some money to you to put into it. But the next time we do it, I definitely want to donate towards the cause. And hopefully I can get there soon enough to actually see the Power Wheel race go down through there with the kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something,
same
Marcus,
here.
Man. It almost brought tears to my eyes up close, man, just to see them kids so into it and so happy.
Man, I had tears in my eyes.
Then,
shit, fuck that. I had tears
in
my
when
eyes.
You're giving them, and then you're giving them, you're giving 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds $400, $600, $700. And they lighten up like Christmas trees, man. But Marcus Pops did contribute on behalf of the Bad Mouth crew, so y'all definitely had some representation for sponsorships.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. You know, I tell you, man, it was so many people on the starting line. You would thought it was a big money grudge race, and actually, it was a grudge race. I think Meek's little boy gave Antoine's daughter the break, and he traded nitrous on her.
Right?
He did.
Wait a minute. Was that the loose booty truck? Was that the loose booty truck?
Yeah.
He came with bullhorns.
Man, he ran out my daggone life, boy. You heard me. He ran out my life.
Backwards and her power, the little girl was turned around backwards, and the car, the power wheel was going down the track. I just fell out of bed.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
You know what the best
dad had
a remote
control. Her dad had a remote control.
I'll give you the cool hell.
You know what I like to do, man? And this is something to think about. I'm going to say this. I like to maybe because some kids come and they don't have a power wheel. Maybe if we could get together and everybody put in 20 and we buy one for kids to drive who don't have one, and we call it DMV.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going, Rob? So you already thinking the same way. Like,
I'm already on
together.
It. I'm already on it. I'm already on it.
I'm with that.
I'm already on it.
I'm with that.
Yeah, because a couple kids wanted to get in it, but they didn't have one. And I'm like, damn, I wish I knew it. I would have brought them one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got a black pickup on the way.
Hey, hey, Fred, did you get an opportunity to check out the little pedal race?
No, I called him over there to the lane with Mike Dean. He was like, "Hey, can I go down?" And I was like, "Yeah." So shout out to Mike and his wife, and they put that pedal race together. They said that thing was live.
It was, man. Look, my grandsons was over there, man. They was over there getting busy, man. Look, I missed it, but at the same time, I did get an opportunity to see the video, and the kids came back and told me, man, they had a ball.
That's what's up.
That's
man.
What's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So this
hold
goes,
on,
well,
hold
on.
It was a pedal race.
Yeah, they had tricycles and little tractors like back in the day. We used to.
Oh,
we
man.
Yeah, they look like tractors.
Yeah,
but
it was nice.
By
yes, I
Fat
Albert,
check your cash app. Fat Albert, check your cash app, Fat Albert.
Hey.
I just sent you all the money.
That
was nice,
hey,
man.
Hey.
It really was, man.
Y'all know what race I like to see? The loose booty power tour. Versus Cliff.
Oh,
he get everything in drag racing. To the 60
versus
foot.
Versus
who?
God
to the 60 foot.
Versus who?
For y'all, terrible.
Who's that?
Cliff and Luke Booty Power Wheel.
What'd you say, Tori? Hold on, Tori.
God.
Help me out with this. I'm a little confused. I've had a long day.
You said Cliffy and the Luke Booty Power
yep.
Wheel to the 60 foot.
Oh, everything in drag racing.
That's a damn good race right there. That man ain't got nothing to talk about but somebody else. That's a,
Cliff. Listen, we already bust your ass. You want a rematch?
Oh shit.
When you ready?
Oh, when you ready?
I take any tracking jersey. You ain't said nothing. You're not gonna talk my ears off. I'm not beating for rap tonight. From nobody. No, I ain't beat for rap from nobody tonight.
I can't get there is north and south.
Anything close here to New Jersey? Or
oh, you know. Yeah,
road,
you know, I'm not. I'm not.
It.
Yeah, you
let's
know I'm not going.
Let's get it. L-E-T,
oh,
get it. Let's get it. Ain't no more to talk about.
Okay, calm down. Is it the same race? Hold the motor?
Hey, Joe, can you open up
the
line?
Hold the motor.
Say, open up CJ Kent line. I think Rob say want to run them at North versus
yeah,
South.
Yeah,
hold
on, CJ Kent and Avon.
If they lock in the Bigfoot race, because I wasn't going to come to North versus South. I was actually not going to go anywhere to the 29th of October, and now that's been canceled, and I'm going to have to change around a bunch of plans if I go to North versus South. So it's kind of jamming me up, but I will go if he locks in Bigfoot.
240-67, your mic is open. DJ. DJ, your mic is open. 240-653, your mic is open. DJ.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Your mic's open.
Oh, there you go, there you go.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna be there, but Preston not gonna be there. I got another car I'm gonna add it though. I tried Bigfoot with the other car.
Nah, we good. We ain't gonna go through the future shit. We good. If Preston not gonna be there, we good.
Ain't no secret shit. I'm gonna tell you what it is.
We good.
Damn.
What's up, CJ?
What's going on?
Not much, man.
A-Ball, what you want to do, A-Ball?
I said if you locked in Bigfoot with pressure, then I would bring mine. Like
well,
I said,
he,
I wasn't...
He okay, well, he Red Rock, so what do you want to do?
I said...
yeah. He Red Rock, what do you want to do?
A-Ball, move on, A-Ball.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Think
that's
I
all
that.
I politely declined.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. I'm in respect. It's all good.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yep.
Do you know whether it's Copperhead coming down?
I think he's got a race locked in that day, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
not mistaken. Well, hold on a second, you guys. Let me open up a lot of more of these mics. 757-1006, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Joe? I'm just chilling, man. That's all. I'm just listening. That's all. I just opened up my mic.
Hey, as a matter of fact, CJ, and anybody else want to say what the race they like to see going on for the season?
Hey, Joe, who was that just said they opened up their mic?
Who was that? That was Drew Brown.
Hey, Drew.
That was Drew Brown.
Yo, what's good?
What's good? It's Big Fred. You bring your car to North versus South? Because if so, I'd like to have you.
I would, man, but I ain't ready yet. I ain't
okay.
ready yet. When I do get ready, I come for you. You ain't got to look for me. I promise you. I'll come get some of that dead presence. I like that pretty motherfucker. So when I do get ready, I come for you. You ain't got to look for me.
My man.
Already.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hold on, you guys. Let me open up this mic. 757-5956. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? What's up, everybody?
What's going on now? How's everything, Weeby?
Slow motion.
What up, cousin Weeby?
What up, cuz?
Not much, baby.
All right.
Race that you like to see go down before the end of the year?
I like to see G Unit and Teachman. I like to see Illuminati and Black Nasty. I like to see the Juice and Dead Presidents.
Lock.
I like
Let's
to
do
see,
it. You can stop right there. You can stop
like
right there. You coming North versus
Sweet
South?
And Low, Sweet and Low versus Instigator. I don't know. It's just so much I like to see. I like to see everybody. But as soon as I
Sweet
got
low ain't been out.
Get all pressure,
Sweet Low ain't been
I'm
out all
year,
buddy.
So,
I'm going to make it up.
Caliber cars.
Hey, Weeby, will you be at North versus South with the Juice?
I would like to be, but I can't say yeah, I can't say no. I just, parts be coming in, stuff came in today, so I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I thought I had everything down packed, but you know when you get change up shit, everything different.
Well, you know we easy to get along with. If you get right, you got action with their president, North versus South.
I appreciate it. Heads up.
My man.
Weeby, how come you ain't said you wanted to see Boots versus Bigfoot?
Who?
How come you ain't said you want to see Spook Boots versus Bigfoot?
I don't think the Juice can live there.
Oh, okay. All right. I respect that. But you know you can always ask for a spot, though. You know that, right?
I don't race like that, though.
No report.
I do.
Hey, Weeby.
Huh?
Weeby. Hey, listen, man.
Yeah.
This is your little brother. This is your little brother. I'm over here at the house. Don't you can come through, goddammit. How the fuck? I never got this. And I want to ask this question to everybody up here. How the fuck a motherfucker say some shit like, I don't think I got enough for this car, but then try and race another car that ain't scared in the fucking... Bigfoot or nothing in goddamn Badmouth crew. I fuck all them bitches up. That's a fact.
Hold on. I can ask. Hold on. Cause
That's
it was
a fact.
Towards me. Hold on. Listen, man. You must be getting in that juice again. You must be getting in that shit. But look, this is what I can tell you. We're not in the race. Your shit ain't fast enough for us to race you. But we ain't dealing with your bullshit. That's all we said. Okay? Is that clear enough for you?
All right, so Marcus, right? Listen to this.
The
bullshit over with and dead, bruh. Like, if you want to race, you can race.
I just gave you your answer. I just gave you your answer.
Man, listen. All right, so obviously you scared. So why the fuck would you send ODB out there? Because I'm going to fuck him up.
Albert,
let me play something to you.
I gave my answer. Antoine, don't say nothing.
Listen. Listen. Sometimes you gotta understand. Sometimes you gotta know when to hold and when know to fold. This is poker. That's what it is.
Antoine, you trying to coach somebody? You definitely don't know when to hold him, yo. Big mouth motherfucker.
I'm about to fold it right on his ass. I'm gonna make him go drink 2 bottles of Don Julian the night before. Watch this.
Motherfucker, all I drink is motherfucker. Hey, listen. Listen, all I drink is Avion and Douce, motherfucker. This motherfucker chest. Fuck poker, goddammit. Put your money up, motherfucker. Up the pot. Do
hey,
that.
Hey, Albert, can y'all open Avion up?
Avion is on my line. Joe, here. I'm trying to kill. Look, that damn Joe, I've been on wait for fucking 2 hours.
I've been calling you, man. I called your number. I've been calling.
You ain't called my number. You ain't never called my number.
Look, Avion, Joe, he's sick of you.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to cut him off banana pudding. You over my goddamn line. I know how to fix him.
Hey, Avion, while we're at it, thank you so much for that banana pudding, brother, because I'm about to finish my whole pan right now.
What are you doing, Antoine?
Hey, Tor. Hey, Tor.
Yes, sir.
Is that Tor? Hey man, sorry you couldn't make it, man. I don't know what happened, but you missed a hell of a show.
Yeah. I had told Antoine to let you know, but I apologize, man. Listen,
you ain't gotta worry about it. We took care of your banana pudding. That was good. Thank you, sir.
I'm sure you did. You're absolutely welcome. Compliments to you.
And Avon probably ain't kidding either. He ain't joking.
Hell no.
Avon, what's your favorite suit? What's your favorite color suit?
My favorite color what?
Suit that you like, you know, when you put a suit on.
A suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, dress suit, Avon.
Shit, I like gray.
All right, well, you cut me off that banana pudding, you're going to have a favorite gray suit again.
I knew this was Joe.
Hey, Fred, I was wondering where the hell he was going with that. I knew where he was going with it. Hey, it's all good. Hey, remember, you got to catch me.
Oh man.
Hey Joe, we had one of them hotel pan sizes of banana pudding that Mama always makes me for every one of my races. They took the lid off of that thing and I bet you it was 3 minutes. It was all gone.
Oh yeah.
All of it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, well, we ain't talking about that. We're talking about locking in.
Who are you trying to lock?
Hey, listen. Hey, Joe. Now.
Who are you trying to lock in, Avon?
Oh.
Hey, Joe. Huh? On October 15th, about 3 o'clock p.m., Avon going to be in that motherfucking gray suit.
Oh, shit.
I promise you.
I knew that was coming.
You told a lie. Turn that pot up.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Hey, that motherfucker drinking again. Y'all can't listen to him tonight. He bad drinking again.
Hey, Joe. When I got on the show, what'd I say, man? When I first got on the show, what'd I say? I'm rehabilitated, motherfucker.
Rehabilitated,
y'all got is pure ass whooping. Listen, I ain't had no liquor, goddamn, by the month time. All y'all motherfuckers don't know.
Hey, guess what? You might need some because you're hallucinating.
I got this motherfucking badass small block still hooked this engine horse sitting in my garage I'm looking at. I'm good, motherfucker.
Double that pot and let it reflect your confidence.
Man, I ain't doing a goddamn thing but talking shit right now. You gonna listen?
I know you is.
Oh,
he's talking because it's free, Avon.
It ain't free. The money locked. That money up, baby.
So, Avon, who else you looking for? Who else you looking for, Avon?
I can't think of the card. I done forgot. I've been waiting on hold for fucking 2 hours.
Hey, Bob, like, I blame it on you.
Hey, I'm old, hey, man. Avon. I can't remember.
Hey, speaking of that, now that you're up here, Avon, I got a race I would like to see. And by the way, Joe, we talked, but now that I done locked in and got them 4 motherfucking races, I don't know if it's going to happen. But Tyler DeSantis, or whatever the fuck his name is, no boost, that's now boost, stop block to stop block. He stop block turbo, and I'm stop block nitrous. We supposed to race at North versus South. We talked. We're going to try and lock the money in a week before. But I would love to see Avon fuck him up, because I'm going to fuck him up right after.
See who fuck up who?
Look here, y'all.
I would love to see you fuck up Tyler DeLantis or whatever the fuck his name is. That motherfucker from up there, weak-ass yellow Mustang.
Sure,
I told him I need a spot.
Give me a second.
Yeah, Tyler's going to fuck his show enough up.
Show enough. Give me a second.
Him fast.
You want back?
Yeah. Give me a second. Let me say something.
Yes.
Let me call your mail,
and I'll be better with $20, but call your mail on that.
Avon, what's the race? What's the race, Pop, with Avon and Tyler?
Oh, no. I ain't even talking to Tyler.
What the fuck you talking about? Ain't no fucking race. It ain't no race.
Hey, Marcus, we need a New York one-on-one from him.
Yeah, sure enough, not going to run Tyler, man.
We ain't talking about that Nova. We talking about that weak-ass Mustang he got. The motherfucker that built the car is in my camp, man. I know what that car runs. I will fuck that car up just like I'm going to fuck y'all up, period.
Lock him in there.
That's the same reason you keep hollering. You don't want to deal with me with Bigfoot.
Lock the man in, man.
Hey, Marcus, do you know that? The same reason you keep hollering you don't want to deal with me with Bigfoot is the same reason why I fuck him up.
Listen, lock the man in there. Lock him in there. Somebody get Tyler.
I got 500 on Tyler.
Me too. Freddie, reach out to your Philly people,
Freddie.
Your Philly New York people, and tell Tyler call in the show.
Hey, get him on here.
Man, you know I can get him messed up. It's my job to get him messed up.
Yep.
Man, I like this. See, Fred,
hey,
that's another reason why you're going to get fucked up. Fred.
Hey, chill
out. That's another reason why you're going to get fucked up, because y'all have no clue. No clue. I'm waiting for this bitch to break any day. That bitch runs so fast.
Hey,
I'm a bad motherfucker.
Let me let you in on a little secret.
Hey, that's a goddamn synonym.
I'm a very calculated man. Listen, I don't doubt you. But I'm going to tell you this. If you think you're going to just fall out there any kind of way and just do anything to me, then you a fool.
Hey, Fred.
I'm very calculated.
Fred,
and you can ask anybody. I'm thinking.
Fred, you can think all you want to, goddammit. Albert Einstein was a goddamn thing.
I tell you what.
Look what he was
running for, Albert.
You and who? Fred.
Me and Sean, what we running for?
It's $3,000. It's a $3,000 pot.
Fred, I tell you what we can
Fred.
Do. I tell you what I'll do, Sean.
Fred,
listen to me quietly.
Five on 3,000.
Don't put no more pressure on Fred. If you do, he's going to pay punk out, man.
He's going to pay punk out anyway, Carl.
Okay. You know what I was about to tell him? We can tighten that pot up, and I'll split the time with Avon, and I'll come off the ramp and tear his ass off.
Fred,
Listen. Hey, Avon.
I'm here.
When that night when we was at Colonial Beach, right? That was the last time my car was out. That bitch was slow then. And who you bet with all
slow.
Night?
It's still slow.
Bring Bigfoot out there, motherfucker.
Hey, Joy Roy, that's what he's saying. That motherfucker said he not bringing Sweet and Low out to
2023. I'll lock in tonight for the first North versus South, March 23rd or whenever the fuck it is.
I will fuck that motherfucker up.
And you just talked, bitch. You already backpedaled on everything you said, you dumb bitch.
I got to go 500 with Marcus tomorrow.
I got a verbatim.
Hey, listen, man. See, I like that. I like the doubt. You know what? I ain't going to say no more. I'm going on mute. I ain't going on mute, but I'm here.
If you line up with Sweet and Low, I got 500 with Sweet and Low. That's fact. I got a birthday.
Motherfucker, I got 3,000. I'm going to fuck you up. What do you think? You got kids? You got 500
oh,
Sweet and Low.
I'm going to fuck you.
Motherfucker.
Won't you double
wait
it up?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Fred. I got it. Well, Lou, showing up. Fred just said 5 minutes ago, if you that confident, you can take that 3,000 on up. He just said that 5 minutes ago.
Man,
yeah,
listen.
We're moving on up.
Listen.
Yes.
I got him. Hey, listen. I got him on the fish hook right where I want him. I'm reeling his ass
nowhere.
In. He don't even know it.
Hey,
he don't even know
it. Showing up. Young boy. Young boy. You going out of character. Slow down, young boy. Slow down.
No, I ain't. I'm just talking. I'm good.
Listen, you talking to a ball. Slow down, son. Slow down. You talking to a ball, man. Relax. Get your race off.
Don't tell him, bro. Hold on. Wait, Zeus. Who the fuck you think I am? Because I get on your ass, nigga. What?
And you know what?
Lock. I'm a motherfucking boss. Goddamn.
You ain't new. You just talking. You know what?
Friday night, North versus South. Let's get busy. What you want to do?
Friday night, lock the fucking 515.
I'm betting with Zeus.
Lock that shit.
I'm betting with
Buckley. Man. Lock him tonight. Down. You
uh-oh,
play with the right
got it.
Now,
uh-oh.
Baby.
I'm back with
Buckwheat. Lock that shit in, player.
Sure enough, we're going to ignore you. You
hey,
little Shrek looking on you.
Hey, listen.
You drive.
Hey, Fred.
Somebody take that bottle.
You goddamn. You goddamn.
It's a
Bud Light looking motherfucker.
Hey,
I
got a verbatim text over here. Tyler DeJounte said if he got all pressure, he'll be at North versus South. Right now, he has no all pressure.
Yeah, we already
talked.
That's why I said that in the beginning. Tyler, I already said that in the beginning. I'm going to fuck him up, too. If he come, I'm going to fuck him up. Because we already talked. I said that. Bro, listen.
I said, we ain't even gonna call it punk out. That's we gonna call it hoe out with T.
Hey, listen, y'all can call it what you want to call it, motherfucker. Show up and show me, goddamn, because I'm gonna be there. Period.
All right, you fellas. Hey,
with
everybody, have a good night. Pop, we'll get up out of here. Good enough.
All right,
behave yourself, bro.
Hey, Pop. What do you say, Pop?
Pop, hold tight.
Pop.
Good enough. Behave yourself, man. All right, go ahead, Avon.
Man,
hey,
I'm
you,
chilling.
Man, I just want to congratulate you, man. I ain't see you since you raced and shit. I like that shit, man. Now I'm on your heels.
You on my heels?
I'm on your heels,
you know,
Pop.
You know my guys is not gonna let you do me any kind of way now.
Hey, I ain't worried about your guys.
Avon,
we took that into consideration when he
I
said it, Pop. We need
good
to have a comment like that.
Hey,
what'd you say, Marcus?
Be easy, Avon.
Hey, I'm on Pop Hill. I like that.
I got a racy pop.
We got to get it on.
You know we do. Hey,
I'm okay with it.
Hey, Pops, you know we're going to get it on one day? We're going to get it on deep body on deep body. I'm going to drive Grandma and you drive Blue Magic. We're going to get it on.
I like that. I like it. I like it. I like it. And your voice, I like it.
Sounds good, too. Yeah.
We're going to do the deep body shuffle.
Why is he worried about it? We racing and he not. Why is he worried about it? We racing. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Mother fucker, I can race when I feel like it. Mother fucker, man, you talking. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Avon, do I own a car?
You ain't racing it just because you own a car. Hey, hold on. Okay, so since you know so much, why am I not racing my car right now? Motherfucker, the manager own a car. You ain't said nothing slick.
Okay, so why am I not racing?
I don't know and don't care.
Man,
if you think I follow you, you lost your fucking mind.
You ain't got to
follow me.
You ain't got to follow me. You gonna be following that goddamn picture in the back of my window coming north for itself.
Boy, Hazelwood.
The only time I'm gonna be behind that car is because I'm giving you the back
Boy,
top.
Boy, Hazelwood.
Hey, listen. And what make you think you can make it up? Please tell me.
Boy, Hazelwood.
Y'all see, this is where y'all fuck up at, right?
Boy, this is where y'all fuck up at.
I don't know what kind of liquor Uncle Roy took down there, but he took something down there, and that boy been drinking it ever since. I don't know what you talking about.
Him drunk.
Hey, listen. Hey, Roy, that's forgetting where I come from, man. That's forgetting who I got in my camp, who I got helping me make this bitch what it is, top tier.
Right.
Top tier, man. I'm not playing.
We took all that into consideration when we decided we were going to fuck you up.
Man, listen. Hey, listen. I love being the motherfucking outcast. I love that shit. I love it. Hey, Weezy, you remember two years ago?
Weezy, you remember two years ago with Bobby, man, go the fuck on with that bullshit. 2 years ago, man. Shut up.
You locked in. Shut up. Hey, Weeby, you remember what Bobby told me?
Hold on. I gotta open up a couple mics, you guys. Hold on a second. 845-069.
Yeah,
no
time. Thank you. Yeah, we'd rather get somebody
open
new instead of showing up.
Yeah, 5-0-9-5. Your mic is open.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Hey, Cowboy. What's going on, Cowboy?
Big Fred.
Hold, Rob. Hey, Cowboy.
What's up, Avon?
You good yet?
Am I what?
Are you good yet?
Am I good? I'm always good.
Yeah, with oil pressure.
Oil pressure? Well, I'll be going first to south. We'll see what happens.
No, I'm asking you, are you good yet?
I won't know until we get closer. Hopefully, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, that's all I want to know.
I hope he did you good, Avon.
I hope he did too, because I'm gonna put my pin in right now. ODB wants you. We want you. Hey, and we can come straight off the trailer. And we can come straight off the trailer, Ghetto Cowboy.
Well, you guys can always come off the trailer. I'm not coming off the trailer. So that's your race. It's not my race.
What?
That's how you run your car.
We can be in the lanes as soon as the track go hot.
He don't need talking to him right now because he ain't got no oil pressure.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, because I seen it coming. I'm on his ass. He ain't leaving. He's not leaving over versus South without me today.
Hey, but let me say something. Guess what?
I bet you he will. Because he'll duck and squirm so bad you won't be able to catch him like a
oh,
dog.
Oh, boy.
Look
at this guy. We fucking crap.
Hey, guess what I got? Anyway. I got a signature signed $100 bill on my toilet. from this dude.
It's okay, Marcus.
I got one.
You can enjoy that.
My...
Oh.
Hey, look. Wait a minute. Who's breathing into the microphone?
That's Rob. Oh. Rob. Hey. Rob breathes like that.
He said that's Rob. No, that ain't me, because I hear it too. Thinking about your dumbass throwing a bunch of money on top of a blue pickup truck and then putting it in your pocket real quick when somebody else threw some money up.
Ooh,
you were scared.
I wasn't scared.
Yes, he fucking did. He slammed the top of ODB like he meant it. Whap, whap. Put an envelope
no,
up there
no,
and
put
no.
the screw back in his pocket.
So he stole somebody else's money.
He did.
No.
He acted
no.
like it.
No.
White
no,
envelope.
No,
I remember it, Marcus. It was a white envelope.
Yeah.
My
white envelope, that's water. Right. Yep.
Wow.
Rob Weber.
Fun.
Anything TJ Rob you want to race with?
Mike.
A shit like you?
No, I don't want to race you. Not until you pay your bet. So there
I
goes
I didn't
that.
Say me. I didn't say me, old man. Calm down, old man. Take your jersey. I didn't say me. I said anything TJ Rob.
I can't
like
entertain
you
until you pay the bet.
Well, you ain't never going to entertain me until Marcus pay his.
There you go.
Hmm.
Oh shit.
Anyway,
it was a good show on Saturday. Had a good time. Had a good laugh. It was great. Big wheel contest was great. Power wheel contest was great. It was fun. Had a good time.
Thank you, man. Glad you was able to make it down, brother.
Yes. It was fun.
It was funny, Freddie. I almost passed one of them kids, and that one of them said, "Eight ball." I said, "What?" He said, "You got the back car." I said, "What?"
Hey, eight ball, I was going to put that little boy and that little white thing on you.
Yeah, he might
that
be.
Little fast little thing.
That's it. Flipping.
Mm-hmm. So as soon as I saw that, I'm like, you guys might want to change this because that car is fast. I drove one around in my warehouse, and those things move.
Freddie, he said he'd lock in Ghetto Cowboy, too, a lot.
Yeah, was that an electric car? That was an electric car, right?
I don't know what it was, but it had some batteries in it.
Yeah, that thing's fast.
Big batteries. Yes. I think he's pretty good.
Hold on a second, guys. Let me open it. 336-98.
Mike is open. Wow.
336-98.
What's going on, fellas?
What's
good? Can you hear me?
What's going on?
We can hear you now.
Yeah. I'm like, Avon, it took you 2 hours to open my mic. You all right tonight, Joe? You all right tonight? The people got the pressure on you, man, or what?
No, I'm going to leave everything open now because I'm going to get ready to do my test so Fat Albert can get it from here. You got it, Fat Albert?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah,
Joe, ahead. Before you go.
Huh?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I was talking to Silver Surfer not too long ago. You know what me and him was reminiscing about? When we did the first, and you were there, we did the first All Steel, All Glass. Remember we used to call it Surfer Street, Marcus and Pops. Y'all remember that?
okay.
At Capitol.
Uh-huh.
We were reminiscing about that Surfer Street when we first started doing I All Steal Our Glass back in 2017. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, no, that is right. Way back then, that's when everybody
you,
that
you
was
were, you were at that race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A lot of people, you know, don't remember that back. It's a lot of things that happened back. And a lot of people, they just don't know it.
That was at Capitol. I remember that stuff at Capitol.
That was at Capitol, 2017. Remember he used to give away the surfboards? He used to give away the surfboards for whoever won.
Yep.
And Tingle.
Yeah. He's driving Hector now, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got his car back, too, though.
Okay, okay.
He got a big race October 22nd at Orangeburg.
Yeah, I see Brian and Ricky Fox locked back in.
Yeah, they locked
Fat
in
Albert.
For that race.
Fat Albert.
Antoine Bett locked, and his words
all right, that's all I had to hear.
Me too, Antoine. Me too.
I like no, Ackright. No, Avon. You know, Avon, you a bad bet. No,
I like Ackright.
No, because every time I bet to her, I definitely lose.
I'll take that bet, Avon.
I like right. I like Ackright. I'll take Ackright.
That's gonna be a good one.
$100, right, Antoine? Race, that's $100, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like Ackright on that one. Surfer has his car there, so you don't have Surfer's motor in there.
Hold on.
Listen. Sammy, I'll take that $100 bet, Sammy. I'll take that $100 bet.
Thank you.
Bet.
How about
I like Surfer over John Dillinger, too.
What do you want to do? Rob, how much? All right, we can do 100 or 2, whatever.
Sorry. Hey, Sam,
let's just do 2.
Maybe 2 if I win and 100 if I lose.
Nah, we just do 2.
Hey, Sammy, you want to bet against...
not that money for Rob anymore.
Sammy, you want to bet against Surfer, too?
Nope.
Okay, all right. Anybody want to bet against Surfer?
Who don't write Surfer?
Surfer got his motor back. Surfer got his motor back. Cannibal doesn't have his motor in the car
anymore. Man, listen, man. We don't want to hear that shit, man.
Shut up, Sammy. You either going to bet the money or not.
This motherfucker's got
dumb.
Yeah.
Sammy, see what happened is, see, since Mario done took your nuts, goddamn, you became a nut peasant. So that's what the fuck you done missed. So sit those side ass on the sideline where the hell you belong and keep that clipboard and run them goddamn sorry ass shootouts. That's you done do that.
Lock me in for North versus South. You got Friday and Saturday. Now ODB's going to be there. What's up?
I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time on you.
There we go with the
excuse. Antoine,
I'm not wasting my time.
Hey, Antoine.
Okay. Hold up. You know what? Okay. You know what? Hold up. I'm about to lock you in right now. Hold up. I ran the same car that you ran Rob Weber at Maple Grove. Now lock the fuck in. I'm sick of you. You said you'll lock it in?
Lock.
Negative.
You got to drive it up. You gotta
come on, let's lock
it.
Okay, let's lock it in.
You got to drive it from your house. You're all right. It's locked. In my end, you got to drive it from your house to Gallant and go straight to the line. Let's go. Lock.
How am I going to drive it from my house if I'm coming from Florida, jackass?
All right. Drive
I'm
it
coming
from
Orlando, Tampa, Florida.
I'll meet you in Florida. We drive to Gallant and we go straight to the line. Lock on my end.
You sound like a jackass. You sound like a jackass. Man, I'm not doing all that. I'm not wasting
how
my birthday
like
time on your jackass.
How I sound like a jackass? If I'm going to meet you in Florida, we drive straight to Gallant, go straight to the line. How I sound like a jackass?
Sammy, why you always get on the show and hold this time up with a bunch of bullshit?
you dumb motherfuckers talking shit. Now, Bigfoot got action, too, if it's coming. Now what?
Oh, shit.
You
want to
off the trailer race.
Uh-oh. Hold on, listen. Who have you ran?
I'll drive the bitch.
Listen. Who have you ran all year?
a whole bunch of people. Don't worry about who I ran. Oh, yeah.
He ain't running nobody.
I'm running. Hey, Gallant, what's up?
You don't get the honor to listen. You don't get the honor to fake advertise a race for Bigfoot for a month. Fuck no.
All right, that's what I thought. Just say Red Rock. That's what I thought.
As Rock
say
said,
Rock.
That free advertisement shit, that shit over with. We ain't doing that no more.
What I did in one year, you didn't do.
I don't
want to
hear that bullshit, man.
Took your raggedy ass in the corner
bullshit.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You gonna go back and get your nuts from
one?
One race equals of all the races that you did.
You talking about one race, but you ain't done no races since Mario cut your nuts off. Come on, man, stop it.
It's all right. It's all good.
It's not all good
because
you keep getting on these shows and pump faking.
All right. Now, let me see this. Let me hear this. After I raced Mario, who was coming? Who was coming from the DMV? Who was coming from anywhere?
Hold on. You want me to tell you who's coming?
Go.
Do you want me to tell you who's coming?
Yes.
Mario was coming when he stuck that dick out your ass.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds good.
Anybody else
was coming?
All I know, Mario
after I raced
was.
Mario?
And he
after
on you.
I raced
all
Mario,
I
anybody was
all
coming?
I know
no.
All I know he coming. All I know is
I gave Sweet and Slow everything in drag racing to the 330, and you said no.
I don't remember none of that.
I remember that. That's the night that so-called me and Pops was supposed to arm wrestle.
I don't remember none of that.
Yeah, okay. You don't remember none of that. That's what I thought. We're talking about now. What's up,
listen, man.
North versus South? Well, any motherfucker from the Bad Mouth crew got action.
Listen, right, what we talking about now is that you ain't ran nobody all year, but in your daily car. That's it. One race.
It's all right.
It's not okay.
Lock me in and I'll bring my race car. Lock me in and I'll bring my race car. It's not racing out. It's not coming out for free. It's going to cost you.
What it cost you to get your ass blowed out? What it cost you there?
Nothing.
Okay, I got you. I'm back on mute,
that's
y'all.
What I thought.
You ready?
Yeah, go back on mute. Just like how fucking Goldo blew your ass apart. And you've been humble after
hey,
that.
Hey, but hold on. What happened to Goldo?
Where you been at?
He got his
where
ass
you
blown.
Been, where you
hold
been
on.
At?
Listen.
Where you been
listen.
At?
Hold on.
Where were you and Tony Fires came to town?
What happened
nowhere.
To Goldo this weekend? He got his ass blowed up. He got his ass blowed up for double the money now.
Double the money? You ran him for $2,500. Double the money.
He got his ass
he got you
blowed
for five
up.
Grand.
Actually,
double the money.
Mhm.
Okay.
Like I said, you're as good as your last.
All right, next.
Blown out.
You ready to lock in?
You ready to lock in?
Talking about blown asses. You ready to lock in?
You riding Gordo dick though? Why you riding Gordo dick?
Now make
that. You're the one
sense.
Who said it's still my wagon. When you beat Gordo in the wagon, it's still my wagon. It's
still
my
wagon.
You got your ass blown out.
That's not your wagon. Hey,
you said it on
the
show.
You couldn't afford to run the wagon.
It's all good. You're going to lock me in now?
You couldn't afford to run the wagon, nor could you afford to get it. You couldn't run the wagon, nor could you afford to get it right. So that's why you had to sell the bitch.
Whatever. When you backed in the corner, you just bring up the past and that's it.
I bring up the facts. I don't bring up Cliffy
and OG Bobby all damn day. That's what you know how
no,
to
no,
do.
No. The race with Cliffy and Pops was a fun race. See, that was something that you would never do because you scared to lose.
Nah, I'm never scared to lose.
Okay.
That's one thing. Never scared to lose.
Okay,
never.
Well, you're a weak bitch.
All right. Yeah, all right. Whatever you say, boy.
You know what? As far as
whatever
I'm
you say,
you know, we come.
We're gonna grab these other shoes.
Calling out a streetcar, sound like you doing something. Fuck out of here.
You ran a race car. Oh, look, you ran a race car with your streetcar, didn't you?
It was for fun.
That call, no shit.
It was for fun.
It's supposed to always be for fun. Most.
It was for fun. It was for fun.
Hold up.
Matter of fact,
You sound like somebody else just want to race for fun.
Lay me those odds. North versus South. My 68 versus Blue Magic. Lay me those odds. Matter of fact, I'll take it over to ODB. The same race. ODB just offered me everything in drag racing with my 68. You got it. Lock the fuck in. 1 to 9 odds, and I'll do it.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm 900 to your 100.
My 1,000 to your 9,000. Let's go.
See what I mean? Why you got so much bullshit with you, man? Just stop
it's
the bullshit all the time,
I'm laying
dog.
Odds. I want you to lay odds.
Hey,
so 1 to 9 doesn't mean 100 to 900. It could be
1,000 to 9,000.
Hey, Antoine.
What you working out on tonight, man? What machine you working out on tonight, man?
I do 500 to
400. I'm headed there right now.
Okay, let's go. Lock it.
No, I'm old.
You want the little street car? You got it. Maybe no problem.
Look away. They call it the look away for a reason.
You're looking away. You want that car? You got it. Give me the same race.
Look away. Look away. Look away.
Give me the same race. And you got it.
Look away.
I'll lock that bitch in and I'll drive that bitch to fucking Galan. Now what?
Look away.
Off the fucking ranch. First two cars down. Anybody home? Hello?
Hey, Joe Gray. Hey, Long Island.
He gone.
Okay. Is Dexter still on here?
He probably gone too, Mark. Hey, who got the TV on? Who got all the noise in the background?
If you're not talking, you should have your phone on mute. There we go.
Appreciate it. All right, y'all can get back to what y'all are doing.
It got quiet.
I shut it down.
Well, we got a couple of.
Hey, hold on. I got a question for the fans on here. Who y'all like? ODB or motherfucking Buck Week? Who y'all like? That's my question for the fans tonight. It finally got locked.
Yeah, got locked. ODB gets the 1-1.
Who y'all like? Come on, cowboy, ghetto cowboy. I know you want to hear.
Who's driving ODB?
I like Buck Week. Last time he got scored for.
Okay, all right. Show now. How much you want bet? Show now. How much you want bet? Show now. Me and you. 100?
I got 100 on Buck Week.
All right, that's a lot. $5, can you write that down, please?
All right, let me get my notes. Yes, sir, I can write it down.
You can write this one down, Marcus. I'm going to take Buck Week for $50 just because I'm pissed off with you.
Lock.
Write it down, Marcus. Write it down.
That's $50.
Now listen, this is the way the deposit go and all that dumb shit.
No.
Understand? What do you mean? What the fuck do you mean? No.
What you talking about?
Well, you heard what I. You speak English? You speak good English.
Say it again, sir. Please.
That go with Buckwheat the way the deposit go. You understand?
Okay, so Buckwheat pay the deposit. I get paid. Okay, I got you.
All right, so Marcus, hold on. So, Marcus, you and Cliff got a $50 bet, right?
Yeah, the way the deposit goes.
The way the deposit goes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
I like ODB.
Hey, Marcus.
I like 500 on Buckwheat.
What happened on the show?
I don't know.
I like Buckwheat for 500.
Sammy, better 100.
No one. Who's driving? Who's driving?
Listen. Man, listen, ghetto cowboy. Why you ask like that? Come on, man. I'm trying to ask. Do you want to bet or not?
You don't like it when you're nice to him. So you got mad at me a couple weeks ago for being nice to him at Island, so I just dogged him all weekend, and now he's happy. He's one of them.
No, I just want to know so I can bet.
I mean, he keep asking. It's no.
Don't want no shit.
Listen, it's no stip on the driver.
Well, who y'all like with Luca Brasi and our ODB? I ask the shit. I got
ODB.
ODB gonna kill him, man. Is Luca Brasi gonna be sober or drinking?
Damn.
That's the question I have, Father. We gotta skip that.
Well, he's not driving, so
hey,
I think he could be drunk forever.
Hey,
there
Rob.
He going to
hold up, hold up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it wasn't no stip on a driver.
Oh.
I want to say that first. Second of all,
okay.
Rob, I bet you $100 that motherfucker dead after the 60-foot.
I don't have a budget to start with, but if you want to take 500 on that, make it a 500 win light. What's the race? A 1-1?
1-1?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look.
I'll take that 100.
Listen.
Hold on.
Galat is not motherfucking custom tees.
I'm going
to let you know that now.
Would you let me? You offer me a bet, and then you won't let me finish a counter offer.
Well, you can
so
talk
obviously that tequila,
hey,
whatever it is, you're
hey,
drinking is working. So
I ain't drinking shit. I'm driving. I ain't drinking a goddamn thing. I'm on a roll.
Take that 100. Okay, I would. You definitely on a roll.
Yeah,
I would take that 100 on the 60-foot. We will put 400 on the race, whichever way the deposit goes. Win or the deposit goes.
But that's a $500
bet to you on that race.
Listen,
it's either
I'm going to decline, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I decline
why.
That race,
don't
right?
Matter why. It don't matter why. You say
it,
no.
It do matter why. It do matter why because
it's just like,
Radio Land needs to hear this.
You said go to sleep.
Hey,
I don't
listen,
ask her why.
Listen,
I just take my hard pecker and put it somewhere else.
Hey, listen. You got $100. I got $100 that is dead after the 60-foot, right? Also, I offered you that race.
You said before.
Since the cancer race was canceled, I offered you the same race at Northwest South, and you said no. So you keep your scared ass on mute. Go back on mute, motherfucker.
You said before the 60.
I did not tell you no, motherfucker. You want me to screenshot
and
check
to
everybody? I did not tell you
no,
motherfucker. I said I wasn't sure I was coming or not, motherfucker. That's what I said, motherfucker.
Well, listen, motherfucker. I got 1,500 reasons for you to come,
motherfucker.
I'm gonna disrespect
you, motherfucker. Because
I'm
going to
disrespect you.
I'm going to
disrespect you,
motherfucker.
Hey,
you've been
disrespected.
ODB gonna take care of my life, motherfucker.
Show up. You got it.
Okay.
And the same
1,500
we donated to the Cancer Foundation, motherfucker. Now get in the goddamn court.
So?
A lot of motherfuckers tonight.
Look, I've been nice and quiet, so this motherfucker wanted to yank my cheek.
And I ain't bringing my car down there, motherfucker. Run out this racing for the last 6 weeks, motherfucker. How about that, motherfucker?
Hey, Rob, I gotta admit, Rob, you got a lot of fucking heart, bro. You just talk the shit and you talk the shit as well.
Hey, Rob.
See, I'm quiet,
hey,
Tori, till they yank my chain, man. I'm quiet till they yank my fucking chain.
Hey, Rob, listen to me. Hey, Rob, I'm just fucking with you, bro. You know I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just fucking with you,
see,
man.
That's what
all.
They say when they let the ass, they let the mouth overload the ass. I'm just
right.
fucking with you.
Well,
yeah,
they,
yeah,
you're right. Not,
he's
the day, Marcus. Look, Marcus, so if I bring that black motherfucker down there and run his ass over, motherfucker, and take his money, motherfucker, and he politely declined the motherfucking bet, so he's just a weak fucking clown. That's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Take the bet or be quiet.
Hey, look, man. Hey, look, I'm just messing with you, Rob. You already told me you didn't know if you was bringing the truck, man.
We
you
don't
want
to hear that.
Call me on my name.
We don't want to hear that shit now.
You got to call me on my name,
in your place now. It's like, oh, my bad. Oh, my bad.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm messing with you, man.
Oh, my bad.
I'm messing with you.
Oh, my bad, Marcus. I'm sorry. Let me be polite, sir.
Hey, listen, Rob. I'm just messing with
yeah,
you. I'm just messing with you because I feel like I can bully you. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. I'm just messing with
just
you.
You declined the bet.
I can bully you, motherfucker. I can bully you, motherfucker.
You can't bully me.
I'll bully you. Go out there, head up. For your much. I race you for $5. Head up. Let's do it.
So, you know, now.
See what I mean?
See, right. So, now he offered. So, he offered the first race. He's going to give me all three. And now he wants to go head up.
No, that's my... Hold on a second.
So now you
that's me proving
like
the point that I'm bullying you, man. I'm just playing. I'm bullying you, man. It ain't personal. I know you need air three. Trust me. I know you need air three. Hey, Roy, tell him you know he need all three.
Say that again.
I said tell him that you know he need all three.
Shoulda, why you playing me? Hey,
Shoulda,
why you play so much, man?
Because he's not racing.
Hey, listen.
He's got to be relevant again, like the rest of these
I don't be playing.
It's seriousness in every joke. He's got to be relevant.
It's seriousness in every joke. That's all I'm going to say.
He just needs to be relevant again. He can't walk behind his top class, top-notch people and feel relevant.
Correct.
At that point, he's just a burnout man.
So basically, what he is, he's a tag-along trailer. So,
yes,
so
correct.
So you're a trailer that follows behind a dolly. You're a tag-along, so nothing fucking trailer.
No, you know what it is. Have you ever seen them
right.
flatbeds going down the
you're
road
right.
and they put that little Tonka truck on the back of it?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a Tonka truck, not even a trailer.
God damn.
Man,
y'all right.
The goddamn microphone.
Damn. I don't know, man, but they need a goddamn oxygen machine or something.
Take the mic away from your mouth. Gracious.
Rob, is that you?
Might be you.
It ain't me, goddamn it. I'm eating. You might hear me smacking a little bit, but that's it.
So I'm eating Nana pudding because I still got something left.
Oh, what
the hell? Man, y'all gonna rub that shit. It ain't right. Hey, do anybody else like show enough over ODB?
Fuck no.
I didn't think so.
That's like asking if they like Cliffy over me on Saturday.
Hold up. I heard Cliffy said that you didn't win that race. Because there wasn't no cameraman down there. I heard that.
It's funny. They put a camera up there on the 302 fucking... The 302 media put a fucking video up there today. It was like fucking 6 or 7
hours. Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So somebody said some bullshit then.
Somebody said some bullshit. So if you look at Clippy's live feed, he's looking at me as I'm trying to help Gordo get out there and get fucked up by Tony Bynes. He come over, shook my hand, and said, "I'm gonna see you again." I said, "Anytime, sir." And I said, "Anytime, sir."
Oh, so let me ask you this,
man.
Did you give the report that we fucked up Jersey all weekend?
I think we did.
Oh, okay.
I have a question for you, Marcus. Do you know who that jackass of the week was for the weekend?
The jackass?
Yeah. Do you remember who the jackass?
I know who the jackass is.
Oh, I think it's a remember. I think it was a dude with a cliff nose and a cliff lip.
Yes. Wait, didn't I have a race with him off the trailer Saturday morning?
His nose dropped down like Squidward, man.
Hey, Long Island Joe, get the man on here. I will lock him in also. We'll lock him in.
What happened was he was trying to lick the window on the glass on that fucking Mustang of his, and his nose just stayed that way.
So hold on, let me ask you this. So we got paid DP, and we beat some motherfuckers from New Jersey this week.
Correct. Yes.
Hey, somebody texted me. They said
Malibu that ODB fucked up to.
Guess what? We fucked up somebody from New York too. It's a little motherfucker called Killer, I think.
Oh yeah, I forgot him. He was off the trailer Saturday morning after I got the punk out money from the other motherfucker from New York.
Y'all gonna have to lighten up, all right?
I forgot about that.
God damn it.
Rob, take it easy.
What's up, Cliffy? How are you? I appreciate your $100 bill. I still got that $500 bill on my trailer. It'll never leave that trailer.
Enjoy it, but I'm going to say this.
Getting you into the paint was the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
No, it wasn't hard. I just go in the paint my way.
Okay.
But we went in there.
Explain this to me, Cliff. And I ain't trying to break your bones.
I'm not here to explain nothing. Once again, I'm going to say this, if y'all would listen and be kind enough to listen, because you know what? Being over talking, what does it get you? But anyway,
I'm going to offer you a thank you
had,
for getting popped in the paint for the first time on a grid.
Killer from New York.
And that was kind of exciting.
Listen, Killer was there. He represented the North. Nardone was there. He represented the North. I was there. I represented the North. And Gordo was there. He represented the North.
Do y'all know y'all can't talk at the same time? Nobody gonna understand shit.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm a polite gentleman.
Forget about all that.
Oh.
I'm gonna say it a different way. Every car that was there, US 13. Let's have the same motherfuckers there at US 13.
Let's have them same motherfuckers there, U.S. I mean, North versus South.
At what?
Let's get this over.
Okay, okay, hold on. All right, let's start with you then. Let's
Sammy,
or right,
Cliffy,
I am
not taking my truck all the way down there for $100.
Hey, Rob,
okay,
watch this.
You know what?
Hey,
listen,
hey, watch this,
I'm
going to
say it again.
Let's start with you.
You
then,
heard
Cliff,
that, but you
Cliff,
won't let me say what I'm saying. Are you
let's
all
start
is Blue Badger coming to the North versus South? Blue Badger showing up?
Cliff,
I don't want to hear goddamn thing you got to say. Not a motherfucking word. Because
well,
you know what?
We'll get the hell
you
off the line
shit.
There. We'll get
and
the
listen,
line there.
I'll go across
get
your
the,
ass
get the, line there.
The right way.
No, you won't.
But
you couldn't. How can you?
I'll go across your ass
okay,
the right
so
way.
Okay, so get to North.
And it won't be at 13.
Get North or South then.
I think what he meant to say is
you
across the center line behind us.
Yeah, you're across the
center line. Why are y'all yelling? Like one time, one person at a time.
Now, listen, I've been saying that, Jordan. I said, listen, I'm trying to be polite.
You ain't got
to
be polite.
But all I want to do is listen.
I respect that, but
these fuckers just want to talk when they want to talk. Don't nobody want to hear that shit.
How can you be polite when you got your ass blown out?
And you know what? If it was
ass.
More motherfuckers, if it was more motherfuckers from
the
north
the
that would have came down there and stood
the
fuck
polite
up, y'all would have went home with a fucking ready.
Take the polite.
Don't mess me with that.
I can't tell
you.
What
it wasn't you, Cliff, they got there because they had a little small amount of New Jersey cars, North cars. That's it. They had a small amount of cars. If everybody had all pressure and was ready, it wouldn't be saying that.
Troy,
it would be a different story.
Troy, we beat the fuck out of New York and New Jersey. We beat the fuck out of New York.
No. Y'all beat some. Y'all didn't beat all. Y'all beat some. Y'all beat like what I tell you before. I said be like a like five cars that come from the north. And it's like 90 of y'all. So
well, listen,
okay,
hell?
So
I mean,
let me
like,
ask you this question.
Well,
then. So what you're trying to say is it's only like five Badmouth crew commanders, but the whole North can be against us.
Exactly. That's what he's trying to say.
Right.
Basically.
It sounds like we need to have our own show, Badmouth crew versus the world.
Let's came there,
let's do it,
we did what we did.
We ought to do
it. Was show. We enjoyed ourselves. But I
we
guarantee
do
you,
it.
Yeah.
Get you boys out of your home track and get us out of our home track. Let's get it.
Cliffy, I've already tried that. Cliffy, I've already tried that at North versus
well, let's
South.
Try
I tried
it again,
at MIR
God
twice and it
let's
just didn't
try
work.
It again, God damn it.
I appreciate your newfound.
Listen, I can put a lot of signatures on a lot of bills if you want to try this shit again. Do you
even
understand?
Though you shorted me $100.
Do you understand?
Even though you shorted me $100.
Do you understand?
$100. Even though you shorted me $100. Even though you
ain't nobody short you shit.
It's okay.
Ain't nobody short you shit.
Yes, you
and if you think
yes,
somebody
you
shorted you shit,
yes,
that's because you ain't tall enough. You understand?
Hey, Marcus, this motherfucker acts like he didn't know we don't know we're short or something. Really, for real. I don't know.
Hey, I got a question for y'all.
I think Ghetto Cowboy gave him some encouraging words.
Hey, Rob, and Marcus, I got a question for y'all. Somebody just asked me, why didn't y'all want any smoke from Keith Holiday and Billy Webb? Weber.
Keith Holiday and Billy Webb. Who Keith Lord that?
You mean Keith Holland?
Because
he never offered. Billy Webb offered.
Yeah.
But he's way too fucking fast for me. I was after goddamn the White Wagon, and he punked out before we even got to the racetrack.
Oh,
so
on. Can we speak on that too, Rob?
Yeah.
Because ODB didn't get no money collected from the people. The wagon.
Oh, he had him locked in and he didn't get a deposit?
Shit.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Oh,
damn, man.
Shit. Oh, wow. You
should have told me that.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
So sometimes people on the back line set you up for failure.
Oh, they set me up
for
failure. You know what I mean? I was just asking. It's
okay.
Like I was sticking up for anybody. I was just asking. Trust
Cliff,
me. It's not setting up for failure.
Cliff cheated me out of $100. And he's a
send these? Are you gonna send these $100 back to like you did the NGRA?
Ain't nobody keep you out no money, Marcus. You joke about the 20 motherfuckers, 50 people at a time. Y'all like running up to people, 50 people. It's me and my two crews. And y'all throwing money at us, you know, little money and debt.
Little money, hold on. You couldn't bet no more money. What are you talking about little money?
When you came to me before you raced Blue Magic, you said, Rob, would you like to bet anymore? I said, you named the number. And I left you alone, didn't I?
Rob, listen to me. Listen to me real close.
Please answer the question, yes or no?
Listen.
Answer the question, yes or no?
I don't recall.
I'll come back up here. Ain't no problem. Hey,
honestly,
I can't answer.
Would you please
answer
the question that I asked you either yes or no?
I can't give you a yes.
How
or
you
no.
don't know?
You don't
how
remember?
How you don't know?
Okay.
Ask me this question.
I bet you know the answer.
Fucking lie.
I bet you know the answer to this question. When I turned that button loose, did you ever see me again?
Rob, listen, you stand
there.
You
remember
the
answer to that question?
You, listen, I'm going to let you stand.
When I turned that button loose, after I gave you the back tire to break and the clear, and I turned that button loose and I was out on you past the 60-foot, did you ever see me again?
Listen,
did you ever see the front of
me? Rob.
What part of the truck did you see?
Rob,
I called that race and I fucked you up. I can't give you any more than that, Cliffy. I said your amount. Are you retarded? Yes, I am retarded.
How you going to call
the race?
And me
I got
and you
retarded
racing.
Right after I fucked you up. I did. I have to say that.
Who called, listen, who got video of upstairs at the finish line? Who got it?
Shit.
Who got
See,
it?
There's one from the back. And it doesn't matter because the back shows
Once you
like
put
nine
that video up, you won. Until then, you finish it like the rest of them boys. Do you understand?
See, you know what, Marcus? There you go.
And that's why.
There
and that's
go.
Why we treat
you know what, Cliffy? Wow.
We out for, listen, Rob.
Okay, you
listen,
can't even
Rob,
take an ass
nice
with it. The weakest motherfucker
like
in New Jersey ain't won
man,
the one goddamn
man,
race this year. And you can
I
take that
money,
ass.
When your man tell me I owe him money and I was at that track long enough, we don't owe you shit.
Wow.
We don't owe none of y'all shit.
Wow.
We don't owe you shit.
I don't know you shit either, Cliffy, because I set you up good and proper, and now you question. Are you retarded? Are you retarded? Because it sounds like you're retarded. Because if you didn't see me fucking kick your ass by like six fucking cars, you are retarded. There was no need for a video. We could go on Google Earth, and I bet it shows a 9-foot fucking out there.
Listen, do what you just said. Do what the fuck you just said, and I'll give you more money. How about that?
So how can you can't even pay your debts. How you going to get more money?
Yes. I don't owe you nothing. You're talking to the wrong person, fella. You're talking to the wrong fella.
My question for you is, Cliffy. Okay, then, Cliffy. Cliffy, watch this. Listen to me. I'm getting ready to lock you in.
Okay,
shut the fuck up and listen
it.
To me for once.
Okay, you
why
ain't
don't
gonna
you
talk
set
to me
up.
That way either.
We'll set
you
up at the
truth,
okay?
You ain't gonna say it that way either. You ain't gonna say it that way either, Rob.
Somebody
shit on the show today. Fuck you on the show.
You ain't
fuck you in person. How about
so
that?
So this is what I'm offering to do. I'm offering
you on the show.
I'm offering to put you out 100 feet from the starting line. We will do a flashlight start. We will do a flashlight start, and we will run to fucking 660.
God damn!
I will give you 100 feet flashlight start.
No!
Bam! We'll do it that way.
Rob, I got something better, baby. Why don't we just do that same
you ain't got
race
shit.
13th?
You know what? I got
fucking
something better than that. I got $200 bill in my trailer.
Listen, you heard what I said. You heard what I said.
So obviously, so you said you were coming with your welfare check, picking up your food stamps. I appreciate the PIN number, so I'm going to take the eat tonight.
Y'all not even letting Cliff talk. The man trying to negotiate. Y'all not even trying to listen.
I know. You guys are talking over Cliff.
It's the same thing that he was doing to me. So why don't you fans just sit in the corner and let us handle this?
No, you're not handling nothing. Because you know what? You're coming with the bullshit. Let's get this thing off at North versus South. Let's do that same 13, U.S. 13 bullshit. Let's do a redo.
Not for
let's,
no $100. I am not coming to North versus South to fuck with you because you already fucking
grand.
Run.
I said 2 grand.
Give me deposit before.
Two
so
grand.
I'm
going to
do 2 grand.
Let's get it. Put
in
that bitch. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Hold on, what you
said? I have not
said
2 grand.
I have not
said
2 grand. Shit, that motherfucker ain't seen $2,000 in 20 years.
What the fuck I said?
Shit, that's $1,000 a year.
That's $100 a year.
Hey, Rob,
I bought my ass to your raggedy track. Now let's do it again.
Tell him, I went for it.
Yeah, lock it in tonight. Whole pot, heads
ain't
up,
no
E-drive.
Ain't no look.
Say I can't hear you.
Cliff, you fighting a losing battle. You already a loser, so stop it.
Why am I losing, Marcus? Why am I losing?
I'm ready to tell you if you stop talking.
Why are we doing this? We're giving him free advertising.
Because he got on here talking like he's a bear again, and he got fucked up with the slowest car that I can. That's one reason. So I'm on his ass.
If Popsing made a pass in how many years?
Okay.
52 years.
Okay, moving forward, in 2 weeks we can solve all this. We can solve all of this. How you like that?
I told you I'm not bringing my fucking truck down there, and I damn sure ain't bringing it for you for no amount of money that you can even come out of your fucking mouth, because any amount of money that could get me there,
you're trying to discredit me. Every time we had something locked up, I showed up. I didn't do three races. I did the fourth one, okay? Now you're trying to discredit
deposit.
Me. Why would you do that?
Prove differently.
I ain't got to prove differently.
Well, why do you talk about?
Listen,
why,
I
no,
live up to my
why
word.
Why do you talk about running for 2,000? Why do you talk about running for 2,000 if you ain't ready to lock it in? Then? Hello? Somebody clear Cliffy line?
This is what I will do. I will lock you in $2,000 tonight. Whole pot, heads up. You drive. You get left lane. I get right lane because I'm afraid you'll cross center line and wreck my shit. And I'll be a galot at 5:00 on Saturday afternoon. If you're not gonna lock into 2,000 right now, then don't fucking say another word about it.
Listen, you won. You won.
I did.
Yeah, you won.
How about that?
Because you was missing some stuff.
But you know what, Cliffy? I'm going to give you some props. I like that son of yours. I like that son of yours. Because you know why? He'll bet, he'll lose, he'll win, he'll shake my hand, and he'll walk on. And he'll even help me. And he don't cry. And he don't make a bunch of shit like that.
Listen, my son ain't on
the good. Cliffy, you did good raising that young man.
Rob,
did good
Rob,
raising that young
son,
man.
My son knows what he knows.
I'm talking about talent. You'll never be able to. I pulled the parachute. He actually helped me pack it. I know you'll never have a parachute on the back of that.
You're talking to me. Listen, I will come to the lot, and you know what? That blue magic and your truck, we can get this over all again. We can do this all over again.
I told you the only way you're getting a black truck down there is
okay,
to
so,
fucking lock
okay, so what's the big deal?
The night,
what's
the big, up, left lane,
time,
right lane. If you're not willing to do it, then stop talking.
This time, a motherfucker will be at the eighth mile. But this time, somebody will be at the
eighth mile.
Oh, so
you're saying
and
that
this time,
win,
your daddy
nobody
won't
was at the eighth
sleep.
Mile? Wow.
That's what he's saying.
Oh, my God. It was for $100, Cliff, that you didn't pay at the end of the day to me. And now you're talking about
look, I don't
somebody
you know. Got to on
the
top. I don't care if you think I was.
Well, then if you didn't win, Cliffy, if it was questionable, then why didn't
you
come over and ask me for the money?
Because we didn't give a fuck about it. We knew we was going to get y'all again. And that's what we're waiting for. We know we're going to get you again. So that's what we're waiting for. We want to.
Because anytime I got a... Because you know why, Cliffy? Because this is what I'm doing from now on. I'm not racing the underlings.
I don't give a damn what you do, Ross. You're a good man, but I don't really give a damn what you do. Don't
hey,
give
do you want...
Up.
All right, hold on. Let me ask you this. How about this, Clifford Milton?
So,
hold on. Watch this, Rob. Watch this. Blue Magic,
yeah, watch this,
elbow for that... Hold up. For that 2000 that you talking about with A-Ball. Now, here the fuck up. North versus South. Talk to me. Hello? Hello?
No.
Man, somebody that muted my motherfucking mouth.
Yeah, they muted it. No, we ain't going to do that.
Man, listen, you know right damn well, Mark, you already know y'all not getting the word with Clifford, man.
Listen to me, Mark.
I can't believe that you have, Clifford, I think you had a little bit higher in.
Listen.
You have.
Oh, slow down.
You question whether
I'm fucking beat. See, you boys like to talk over people.
So you know what, at that point, you're just a...
Rob, listen, chill, man. Chill.
They want nobody
Marcus,
fucking questioning that
Marcus,
shit at the racetrack.
We could do this at Cecil County.
The damn sure won't
choose the whole
that weak-ass piece of shit you got.
Marcus, Cecil County, $1,000. Head the fuck up. What you waiting for?
All right, 2000 Cecil County on Sunday.
$1,000 Cecil County. We don't got to go that far, baby.
What are you talking about, North versus South, baby?
What?
Because it makes
him
sound good. It's not like he's going to do something.
Back in that car for
it's not like when they say lock it, and lock it.
Baby. Let's get it. You boys dress motherfuckers. It'd be 5 or 6 of y'all talking to one motherfucker. That's why y'all think you win.
It don't matter.
I'm not that one. I got
your
number. I got your number. I got your number, son. I
got
your number. I got your number.
You know what my number was? Hey, look. You know what my number was after I finished fucking running my dick in his ass? 911. Help me stop the bleeding.
I don't talk like that, Rob. Don't do that.
I wouldn't have got nasty like that if you'd have had the 30 accusation that I didn't actually beat you.
All jokes.
I don't
think there's
a motherfucker in the world in a race car that fucking thinks you actually beat me.
You talk to them other guys. I don't talk like that, man.
I don't
hey,
think
Rob,
you'd be a fucker in the world that would actually consider you beating me.
I don't talk
now,
to ODB,
that's
different.
Hey, Rob, ask this, Rob. Did they stitch him up with regular stitches or invisible stitches? Because I think his asshole's going to blow out.
They use the invisible stitching. That's their company.
Listen, you guys.
I didn't stand around to see it
because
I kind of felt bad. I actually felt bad for the man. He drove all the way from North Jersey down here and got his ass blowed out, and then had to pay him, motherfucker. And you know, I felt bad for him for a moment. I actually had a sense of empathy for Cliffy Milk.
How long
I had more empathy for his son when he come over and brought me the $20 ago.
It's in your best interest to listen.
It's in your best interest to sit down and be quiet and stop entertaining us.
Do not keep talking about my son on this show. He's not on this show to talk for himself. If he's not
gladly brought
for himself,
him a compliment.
Leave him out. Rob.
I was gladly giving him a compliment. I respect the young man. I think
no
he's a good, did a good
he's
job raising that young boy.
I'm on this show.
Get your race
he's
like
not
that.
On this show, man. I don't talk about nobody
okay.
But you
I'm done
or
with
whoever
you,
I'm dealing with.
I'm done. I'm going on mute for a while because I got to
listen.
You,
that's best.
So
that's
how many?
That's really best.
So how many races?
Now, if anybody else
doesn't understand
on that side of town,
hey, Mark,
listen, we can get this
Mark,
right.
Hey, Mark,
what's up?
You said you're going to run that man head up with Blue Magic for 2000?
I ran him head the fuck up with Blue Magic for 2000, and I took their little fucking ass.
And I told you, we can go to Cecil County and do it for 1000. Fuck you, let's go. What you waiting for?
I'd rather get the 2000. That's why. I'd rather get the 2000.
I'd rather you stay close. Fuck, we gotta go away to Carolina for.
No, listen,
you can go see
hey, listen, I ain't got no.
Ain't no
on,
no.
Listen, I ain't
you
got
can
no,
stop
no,
that
listen,
touch.
I don't have
all that talk
I don't
shit.
Have
and James, you can kick rock
I
too with your no fucking
plate.
Car
I
having ass.
Plate.
Okay, you can go somewhere and get your ass down too. Get your ass down too. How about that?
Hey, Sam, don't let me have the motherfucking bag.
Get your
damn.
Ass down.
On your ass, I
time go. The good honey shoe eating motherfucker, you.
I didn't come to Alaska to give you motherfuckers the business. Now I will go to Alaska
to
give
you
fucking motherfuckers the business.
You can't do. Don't worry, got your ass blown out to try to get the business. How the fuck can you come to Alaska with your freezing ass, motherfucker? You gotta be a
baddie
from Alaska.
Come on, Fat Albert, stick up for your people, Rob, that you so-called them.
Listen, ain't nobody
got
to stick up for me. Ain't nobody got to stick up for me. I hold my own. You know
hey,
what
Rob,
saying?
I got a question for you. So you saying when you turn that trans button loose, you went around him right away?
I'm saying I was fucking out there damn near within the first fucking... I gave him the back tire and the brake. I say it was within 100 feet I was fucking...
All you got to do is prove it. All you got to do
is on 302 Media. It's on 302 Media. All you got to do is go watch the
video. That video don't show much. That video don't show much, Rob.
It shows
you. And you know what?
I'm not
going to
argue
this show. I'm not going to sit on this show and tell everybody what I already know. I'm not going to do that.
I feel like I'm arguing with a three-year-old.
And choke your ass and get right to your ass because you be making stupid statements and you don't be knowing what the hell you be talking about. But it sounds good because you be good.
Are you saying I fucking didn't beat you? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying that you won that race?
I'm saying nobody
called. Are you saying that you won that race? Are you saying that you run that race?
You did what you did.
Are you saying that you run that race? Answer the fucking question. Are you saying that you won that race?
I'm saying you didn't win it.
Are you saying that you ran? Are you saying that you believe you won that race?
You heard.
Are you saying that you? I did not hear what you said because I wasn't listening.
That's what the fuck I'm saying.
You believe that?
Now prove me wrong. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now prove me wrong. What you waiting for?
He did. He got your money in his pocket. He proved me wrong. The fuck you talking about?
Because
Clifton.
He was holding it. I let the motherfucker hold it because I thought he was
holding it. Clifton, I'm going to just be real about it. I sat back in my pit, and anybody knows where we parked.
Listen,
I can see clear as day. The daggone was 200 feet. I was not on no starting line. See, there you go, line. I was not on no starting line. I was in the pit for no ODB. You beat the shit out of who?
You. Now tell me I did.
No, okay. Okay, watch this. When you want to go see Sokana? Because I've run you for that $1,000. When you want to go? And we can go motor to motor. Now talk to me.
I was supposed to go out of town with my wife this weekend, but I'll meet your ass up there this fucking weekend.
Someday.
Unless you're in. Whatever the fuck you want.
Antoine. Sunday.
Sunday. And Martin, get the door.
Antoine, it's going to rain.
Hold up. That's what I'm going to do right now, because I'm going to lock him in.
That's on my feet.
Look at
him.
Hey, look.
Look,
wow.
And you, Antoine,
it's going to rain from Saturday to Wednesday.
You know what, Cliffy?
You got some shit with you, man.
Yeah, that's on my feet.
And you motherfucker,
that's fucking ridiculous.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain from Saturday or Tuesday.
So, wow.
Hey, so what
they told me a drowning man will reach for a fucking straw. Cliffy, you just reach for a fucking a pine cone, you little pine cone head motherfucker.
That's unfucking believable, Cliffy.
I can't believe you. Why is it unbelievable?
I thought you was actually a stand-up guy.
He's not. He's a piece of shit. Wow. There's no fucking... That's that
equipment. Man told me he never saw you go by him because y'all was going too fast.
I was going too fast? Yeah. Mm. Right. Wow.
Hey, James, you ought to be a...
Hey, James.
You need to be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, James, 8-ball clear that man by the 60-foot.
Wait.
He never said he never saw the man go by.
Because
he was worried about keeping that shit out the wall.
You.
Hey, James, Cliff saying something to you. Yeah, Cliff, say what you got to say.
Now, listen, I'm going to say it right now. I wasn't the only one at US 13. You got me saying my version.
Do you have anybody else that fucking is wondering whether I fucking cleared you or not that was that actually saw the fucking race? Yeah, I doubt it.
Man, I seen the race. Man, listen. I seen the race.
I'm not even going to argue the point because it's fucking stupid.
Just prove it.
Wow.
All you got to do is prove it.
Are you saying you want your $100 back? Are you saying that you want your $100 back? Are you saying that you want your $100 back, motherfucker? Are you saying you want your welfare money back? So that's what you said you were fucking. Want your welfare money back, motherfucker?
Hey, Rob, hold up, Rob, hold up.
I ain't never said welfare.
Rob, hold up. Rob, hold up. I'm about to get him. Hold up. Cliff,
you
locking for Friday.
Hold up.
Cliff, you locking for Friday. $300,000 at Capital Raceway. Let's get busy. Motor.
I can't do that, man. I can't do it. Friday, I got to work. It's no way. It's not happening.
Of course you can't.
In the lanes by 10:30.
Listen, you just heard what I said, man.
Now, Tori, pay attention. I normally get off between 6:30 on Fridays. Anyway, I'm going to still take another hour and 35 minutes. I'll come off the trailer on his ass and straighten that motherfucker lane out.
Antoine, we both have to come off the trailer. Let's do that to Cancer Walk. Everybody, listen. Stop.
There ain't no Cancer Walk unless you got Cancer.
Not no Cancer Walk. Go ahead, Cliff. We're not going to be there at the 8th. Joe, Cancer Walk race is not happening at Custom Tees. No, not this year.
Is that right, Albert?
Yes.
Okay, I did not know that.
Okay.
If you stop running your dick suckers, you would know.
No, there's too much going on. There's a lot being said, so listen, I can't follow everything.
I guess there was too much going on for you to see me go blowing past your ass.
Okay, so what is your show up with? What is your show up with? Listen, that stuff sounds good because it's coming from you.
Go look at the fucking media page. Go look at the fucking video, asshole.
I haven't seen that YouTube.
Well, I got to prove to you that I won.
It's nice. I've seen it.
So who won that
card?
So who won, Cliff?
Whoever called it.
You called it when you didn't come back and tell me I beat you. You beat me.
Yeah, I beat you. That's right. I forgot I won.
Yeah.
Hey, Cliff, who won between you and Blue Magic? Blue Magic won, without a doubt.
Just want to make sure.
Okay. Hey, so let me ask you this. How did you feel when you seen Pops?
Why do you keep asking me all these fucking questions? Let me ask you something. Why do you keep asking me all these fucking questions? Only a motherfucker that don't know nothing asks a lot of questions. And that seems to be you right about now.
So most people that experience trauma are in a stage of denial right now.
Listen, whatever you want to call it,
just traumatized.
Rob, let's set another date. And we can set it off this show.
How you like that?
Somebody gonna be there to fucking say something. Y'all like the stage. I don't fuck with the stage. I'm gonna get you behind the stage. I'm gonna get you, boy. I'm gonna get you. Okay?
The chance was to get us this weekend and you fucking crapped out. You was on a dice table fucking crying.
My chance was to do what I did, okay? I did what
you
I
got
did,
your ass blown out.
And I don't regret it, okay? And even if you say I did get my, and even if you say I did get my ass blowed out, what the fuck? I'm still standing. Ain't nothing leaking. Okay.
I heard it was I heard it was leaking.
Marcus, let me tell you some real shit. You boys down here is weak. Y'all got your little game, y'all got your little huddle, and y'all gang up, but you motherfuckers ain't worth a goddamn quarter when it comes down to that shit. You ain't. One-on-one, you motherfuckers, you boys is weak. You boys is weak. I'm trying to tell you. Rob is the only one I really want because you know what? That man, he'll stand out there. But you, rest of you motherfuckers, you boys got issues by yourself. Can't hold it. You can't hold it by yourself.
Hold on.
You heard what? Ain't no hold on. Them boys, they really weak.
So let me ask you this. Do you want a spot from Blue Magic?
How many questions? Listen, you. After I answer this question, you can't ask me no more tonight.
Cliffy, how many Coronas have you drank tonight? Are you drinking with Shornoff?
Oh, shit.
My man,
oh, shit.
It don't go down. I'm trying to have dinner here, and I ain't sat down for this shit yet.
Well, then I would get the fuck off here before you make yourself look any dumber than what you already do and have your dinner. Because I'm quite sure that your wife appreciates your company.
It sounds dumb. You know what?
It really
does. Your whole gimmick is you boys like to insult people. I don't insult people like you dudes do. This is why it sounds this way. But if I came out my mouth and said you's a dumb, stupid motherfucker that look like a little buzzard, you would like that, wouldn't you?
Hey,
Cliffy, listen to me, Cliffy. I'm not talking to you too loud because I'm in the gym. But I'm going to tell you this now. I like it better when you talk dirty to me. It makes me want to do some shit to you. Mm-hmm. Just talk dirty to me. I like it that way.
Listen, all you got to do is pick up a newspaper and it'll be dirty for you.
Yeah.
Antoine, can I give you a little secret real quick?
Go with it.
When motherfuckers talk dirty to us, it only gives us the ammunition to kill a motherfucker. That's what they don't understand.
We fucked him up twice this weekend, and he's mad about it. He got his ass laid in his place by two old men. He's mad about it. He's upset. He has experienced trauma.
So when it's time to ride a bicycle, all I'm gonna say is
you keep beating up on a kid. After a while, that motherfucker fight back and wind up kicking ass.
It's not beating up on him. I can pay his deposits.
Hey, Tori, Marcus said they whipped up on New Jersey and New York all weekend. I'm back on mute.
All weekend.
Damn you, Albert.